Hello class, I'm Mr. Subinson, I'll be your sub for today. For rules, I don't want to see any horseplay, no phones, and no WWE wrestling moves off the top of the desk, alright?
Walking into class and then seeing a substitute teacher is like the same feeling as squaring up to fight a dude, and then finding out that dude's blind, bro, like you pretty much just gotta show up. And you win. Like, I honestly feel bad for these substitutes, bro, because every day they have no clue what they're showing up to. Like, one day they're walking into a class full of angels, and the next day they're fighting for their life in a class of straight demons, bro. I mean, being a substitute teacher is all about confidence. Like, the moment the sub walks into the class, they're being analyzed. Like, the way they walk, how they dress, and especially how they talk. Yo, if the first thing they say sounds like,
hey, hi, guys.
It's raps, bro. If you start the class sounding like an intro to an 8-year-old's Minecraft Let's Play, paper's gonna be thrown, pencils are gonna be thrown, fucking dudes are gonna be thrown, like it's gonna be straight anarchy, bro. But when the sub walks in the room with a little pep in his step, a little drip in his fit, and most importantly, he starts the class sounding like he's done this shit before.
Hey guys, I'm Mr. Pepinson, and today we mean business.
All of a sudden, people are listening. Everyone except for one man. The class clown. He's gonna see that confidence as a challenge, and bro's gonna start testing the waters to see if this sub is really about it.
And that is how Y equals MC squared. Any questions? Blue hat.
Mr. Pepinson, why are you built like that?
Oh, you mean built like the Rock? Yeah, these are called muscles. You'll learn about them when you hit puberty.
But bro, I'm in grade 11. I've already hit puberty.
Yeah, nah. That's not what your peach fuzz mustache is telling me, buddy.
Okay, well, your hairline is telling me it's going on a vacation, bruh.
Alright, let's see your shit then.
Yeah, it's not bad. Like, some substitutes are so good, you just wish they were your real teacher. Like, I remember one time in grade 10, I had this math class with one of those teachers who used to yap the whole time, and then assign a bunch of homework with 5 minutes left in class. And then one day, a goat walked into our class. A goat who went by the name of Mr. G, or more formally, G-Dog. Now, G-Dog was packing a mean 68 years in his lifespan. However, he had the utmost pep in his step, paired with the drippiest of fits. And he was the type of dude who would lay down some respectable rules, and if anyone broke them, he wouldn't get mad. He would just simply flame the living shit out of you in front of everybody.
And that's how you calculate the surface area of... No text while I'm talking, please.
I'm just texting my mom.
Oh, wow, that's crazy. How's she doing?
Wouldn't you like to know?
Oh, yeah, I mean, I would, actually, because she's probably pretty tired after last night. I mean, I did lay down some mean dick.
But there are definitely some questionable substitutes out there. I remember when I was in grade 6, my entire middle school was just weird, bro. My recess was called Nut Break, my music teacher was deaf, and our principal was damn near bipolar.
Alright, who told the blind kid he could say the N-word?
Okay, alright, it was me, but like, I didn't think he would actually say it.
Oh, no, that's actually a pretty good one. I mean, I gotta give it to you, kid.
Wait, so you're not mad?
No, I'm fucking furious, okay? Get in my office right now.
Okay, wait, I thought you were just laughing. What's going on right now?
Yo, I'm just messing with you, kid. You're good to go.
Thank you.
Good to go out of the school because you're expelled. That is absolutely unacceptable.
are you joking or...
Does it sound like I'm joking?
Yeah, kinda. Yeah, bro, my middle school was weird as hell, so I can't say I was surprised when a substitute teacher walks into my class talking about,
hello class, I'm Mrs. Hutchinson, and, I identify as a mermaid.
And I'm only 12 years old, so I'm like, dog. What the actual fuck does identify mean? But bless Miss Hutchinson's heart, man, cause Lord knows middle schoolers weren't gonna take that shit seriously.
Oh, she's funny, mermaid.
No, class. I'm serious.
Oh, so that's why you smell like the ocean.
Exactly. Wait, what?
And I remember one time this sub walked into our class, and I could have swore they just found this motherfucker on the side of the street, bro. He walked in sagging like crazy, and if he even went to school, this motherfucker most definitely cheated his way through, bro.
Yo, hey class.
So, what are we doing today?
I mean, shit. You're the teacher.
Oh yeah, right. So what'd you guys learn about yesterday?
We were learning about agriculture.
Oh yeah. Yeah. And I think you're right too, because, you know, the culture we live in right now is very angry, and the agriculture just needs to take a chill pill. You know what I'm saying? Any questions about that?
What's a chill pill?
Oh, yup, I'm glad you asked. Okay, see, I actually know a guy who can hook you up with some. Just meet me in the parking lot at lunch.
Mr. Sagginson, are you trying to sell us drugs right now?
No. But it's for chemistry with neuroscience, or for microbiology or something like that.
And these substitute teachers seem to butcher every single name on the attendance. I mean, shit's gotta be on purpose at this point,
hello class, I'm just gonna do some attendance really quick, correct me if I get your name wrong, okay? Hordan Hansa, is Hordan Hansa here?
Okay.
I mean, my name's Jordan Johnson.
Well, you're absent now, so you gotta speak up sooner next time.
Wait, what the fuck?
Maya? Is Maya present? It's Mia.
Wow, quite the name you got there. It's spelled kinda weird, no?
No, it's not. It's literally three letters.
Ariana? Is Ariana here?
Sorry, it's Ariana.
Okay, and? Like, what's your point?
That's just how it's pronounced.
Juwan? Is there Juwan in the room?
It's Juwan.
No, Juwan!
And some subs be walking into your class with the most bullshit rules ever, like,
Hey, Mr. Subinson, can I go to the washroom?
Does your teacher usually let you go to the washroom?
I mean, yeah, I think you legally have to.
I don't believe it. Sit your ass down and get to work.
Wait, Mr. Subinson, respectfully, I'm about to shit my pants here.
Wait, does your teacher usually let you do that?
What, shit my pants?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Alright, I'll allow it.
Hey, what the fuck is this guy?
And I feel like there's no greater sense of community among a class than when a substitute teacher comes in. The entire class just comes together to gaslight the fuck out of this poor substitute.
I remember one time in grade 10, me and my homie had a sub come in who was giving us this multiple choice test. And my homie was the type of dude who'd be getting 0% on everything, and the way his grades were looking, he just couldn't afford to fail another test. So what he did, I just need to preface, I do not condone. But from the moment the teacher walked in, he acted like he needed a little extra help. You know what I'm saying? And to be honest, he put on a spectacular performance. I mean, someone either needs to get this man an Oscar or a diagnosis, bro. And I just acted normal, but I guess by proxy, I got a little extra help. And I don't know what that says about me, but I do know what it means. It means the substitute teacher walked out of that class happy she was able to help two students in need. And it also means me and my homie both walked out of that class with 100% on our tests. Man, the very moment my stickman lips graze the tip of that sweet, sweet Zaza, it's wraps for all the food in the fridge. And as soon as that THC tickles my brain, it's GG's. The food in my closet is already consumed, bruh. And shit, when I run out of food in the crib, I give my condolences to the local McDonald's workers. Cause man, I'm about to have those motherfuckers working overtime. Now listen, man, shout out to all my big homies out there, but I'm gonna make it clear real quick that I am not one of y'all. In fact, I make sure that I am precisely 64 pixels wide at all times. However, I will say mentally and in my heart, I am a little bit of an EDP 445. Wait. No. I like food. What I was trying to say is that I like food, and usually I can resist food, but once that devil's lettuce gets a hold of my brain, I become a certified fat ass. I'm talking 750 pixels wide at least. I'm eating anything in sight, and as soon as I run out of food, I go to a new site and eat everything in sight again. And honestly, this shit is becoming a problem, bro.
No shit, buddy, your arteries are clogging.
Yeah.
And your blood pressure is through the roof.
Yeah, that too.
And you're developing type 7 diabetes.
Whoa, type 7? I thought there was only two types.
There was, until your fat ass decided to eat 87 ice cream sandwiches. How the fuck do you stomach 87 ice cream sandwiches?
Anyways, man, the munchies are lit, bro, because it's the only time you can truly taste each individual atom as it hits your tongue. Like, eating some good food while high is like a meditation, bro. Like, when you're zooted munching on some Doritos and you start closing your eyes, shit, you might just fuck around and become the Dorito. Now, this happens to me on a routinely basis, and as heavenly as that experience is,
I must warn you, when you come out of your Dorito coma, you will be at least 5 bags deep in that motherfucker, and your hands may never be the same. Man, I'm still trying to recover to this day. Yeah, my Doritos still taste like fingers, bro. And if staining my fingers orange and developing a new type of diabetes sounds bad, my munchies addiction gets worse, bro. Because when you combine the zooted desire for food with the distorted judgment of the baked brain, shit, that's the perfect equation to put me in the crippling debt. Especially back in the day, because as a youngin, the only thing I was cooking was my brain cells, bro. So that meant I had to buy food. And to put it into simpleton terms, well, I was broke as shit. I remember one hot sunny day, me and the boys were chilling at a carnival with some of our other boys, and one of those boys whips out his dap pen. And so of course everyone flocks around that dude and chiefs the fuck out of his dap pen, and 15 minutes later, that shit hit. But you know what hit even harder? The goddamn munchies. And so there I was, walking around the carnival, absolutely blasted, with $50 to my name, looking for something to eat. And don't get me wrong, the carnival had lots of options, but they were really taxing out here, and for a dude with 50 bones to his name, I needed to find the most bang for my buck. And there I saw it. It was beautiful, a pink ice cream truck glistening in the summer sun. So you know I had to hop in line, and as I'm waiting in this line, the dude in front of me turns around, and he's like, damn bro, you look high as giraffe balls, dude. What? Me? Nah, what? Me? No.
Hey, don't worry, dude.
I am too.
Oh, shit.
So me and my newfound homie are just chopping it up, talking about how sensational this ice cream is about to be, and soon enough, it was the homie's turn to order. Yo, dude, let me borrow one of those cookie dough ice cream cones. Alrighty, here you go. That'll be $12.
$12, bro? That's like half my net worth. Trust me, it's worth it, dude.
Yo, let me get a cookie cone. Alright, cookies and cream, here you go. And as I licked that thing, man, that shit was sensational as fuck. But as I turned around, I seen the baked homie step into a pothole and absolutely fumble his ice cream cone. And I'm not gonna lie, that was some of the saddest shit I ever seen. So I go walk over to give him some of mine. Hey man, you want some cookies and cream?
Oh shit, thank you man.
Bro, did you just drop both of our $12 ice cream cones? Fuck. Then we were back in line like nothing ever happened. But man, waiting in that sun, my mouth was parched and my eyes were dry. And by the time we made it to the end of the line, I was looking like dried up SpongeBob, bro. Hey, it's you again.
Can I get the cream.
Yeah. And at last, after dropping half my net worth on ice cream, I took a big bite of that ice cream cone and man, I felt every sugar granule, every atom, every proton and electron contained within that bite. And for the time being, the munchies were cured.
Man, there's a lot of questionable places on Earth, like the Bermuda Triangle or Area 51 or even this place. But none of these places can compare to the questionability of high school. And so inevitably, there's some weird ass kids in that joint. Like, you gotta be careful who you talk to, bro, cause you approach the wrong student and shit. You're getting cussed out by a pack of hyenas in social studies class. And usually I never care what other people do. Like, you do you, you know what I'm saying? But when I gotta sit through that shit for 6 hours a day, 5 days a week, shit, can you stop doing you for like 5 minutes, bro? And speaking of annoying kids, there's always that one kid in class who's constantly gargling on the teacher's meat. Like, we'll be finishing up the last class on a Friday, and of course the teacher's pet's gotta say some shit like, Mr. Cumminson, is there no homework for us to complete over the weekend?
Believe it or not, I'd rather not spend my weekend marking your shitty ass little essays. So.
Don't worry, Mr. Cumminson, I can help you mark essays all weekend long.
Whoa, isn't that against school policy?
Well, what's against school policy?
Riding Mr. Cumminson's dick with no license?
Hey, you're not allowed to swear.
And of course, the class clown. And man, I really just gotta commend him for his work. Like, it's not an easy job being the class clown. Dude threw out his entire GPA, future, and probably got his shit whooped on multiple occasions just to keep the class entertained. Like, I'll be rotting in English class, about to fall asleep, until the class clown starts cooking the teacher for no apparent reason.
And next we're looking at adjectives. Does anyone have any good examples?
Yeah, Jason.
Bald as shit.
Oh,
well,
shit.
No, that's actually three words.
No. I wasn't even using an example. You're just so goddamn bald, it's distracting.
God, hey, damn. You know what they say. The more hair I lose, the more head I get.
No. I don't think that's true, Mr. Clean. Because you got more hair than you got hose. And that says a lot with your Caillou looking ass.
Just go to detention, man.
And you know we got the Redditor, bro. Now, don't be deceived. Redditors can come in all shapes and sizes, especially the extra large size, and even the extra extra large size. But regardless, they all have the same programming encoded into their brains. They're either talking about a video game or they're quoting a meme, bro. And I got a little piece of advice to any Redditors out there. I don't care how funny that shit may be in your head, if you have to verbally describe what a meme looks like, for your sake, just don't say it, bro, because I promise you that joke will not hit.
And next up we got Darren presenting a slideshow on why Elon Musk is poggers. Whenever you're ready.
Me standing in front of the class waiting to present.
You know that meme where Mike Wazowski is standing there in an awkward fashion with his hands by his side and he's got like two eyes.
Now there really is levels to being a Redditor. And don't get me wrong, they're not all that bad, but the ones that got that I paused my game to be here T paired up with the beer belly neck beard combo, that shit is lethal. And if you press E to interact with one of these bad boys, you'll get stuck in an endless time loop hearing about Among Us memes and hentai. Now the band kids are like the Redditor's second cousin. Like it's all the same shit, but bro just knows how to play a tuba. Now on the opposite side of the spectrum, we got the dudes who touch grass. The athletes. Now I feel like these dudes got a bad reputation when it comes to the jock stereotypes from the movies. Because the ratio of athletes shoving nerds in lockers is probably like 1 in 75. And the one was most likely just having a bad day. Speaking of bad days, getting shoved in a locker really has a way of ruining your day, and you really gotta feel bad for the nerds who have to endure this type of harassment every single day. Well, actually, it's only every other Tuesday after their football practice. Yeah, but you shouldn't have to be shoved in a locker at all. You shouldn't have to be. That's grammatically incorrect. It's actually supposed There's really just three types of smart people. The first dude, you wouldn't even be able to tell bro's smart because he's just lazy as fuck. He'd be acing every test using 1% of his brain power. Like, he's got that Elon Musk potential, but shit, he just doesn't really feel like being a billionaire today. Or on the other hand, we got the weirdly political and argumentative smart dude. This guy used up all his IQ points on logic and reasoning and completely forgot to upgrade his social awareness, because this is the kind of guy that everyone mutually agrees is just annoying as fuck. Like, you can't do shit around this dude without him trying to start an argument. Yo, Chains, you think I sink this half-court shot? Bro, there is no chance you make that shit. You are incorrect. No chance implies that statistically there is a 0% chance that it goes in, which is wrong, as others have made this exact shot before Billy. Truthfully, there's a chance for just about anything to happen, even though the chances may be slim. Well, that's cap, because there's no chance for you, bro. No chance for me to what? You gotta be more specific.
For you to get some bitches!
And some people are just smart, and they still have the ability to be a normal functioning member of society. A lot of these people are chill as fuck. Like, they can teach you shit you don't understand, carry you in group projects, and if they're goated, they can just bless you with the homework. And this is not the same is getting your homework from the class clown or the athlete, because this shit is actually correct. And next, we got the other dudes who touch grass. The stoners. Why are you looking at me? There's always a dude posted up in the back of the class who's visually fried as fuck. You'll commonly see him posted up with a snack of some sort and
You know they never forget the Bev. Now you don't want this dude's homework, because I promise you we will just have a bunch of doodles with some mushrooms and this graffiti S, and somehow these motherfuckers will manage to take a multiple choice test and get every answer wrong. Like, it's actually kind of impressive when you think about it. But besides that, they're just cool people. But I'm not gonna lie, I can't really say the same about the hot Cheeto girls, bro. Like, these girls put in an effort to be as loud as possible. Like, Lord forbid, if one of these girls breaks one of their long ass nails, it doesn't matter if you sit on the opposite side of the class, you're gonna hear about it. You're also gonna hear them chewing those hot Cheetos, cause they be lip smacking like crazy. Speaking of smacking, there's always that one kid in school who simply enjoys smacking motherfuckers. And at my school, it was Jordan Johnson. And if you see my high school fights video,
that's why you don't mess with me, yo. I'm Jordan Johnson.
Or my high school dances video,
I'm Jordan Johnson.
You would know, Jordan Johnson keeps a solid ass record, but it's at the point where bros fought so many people that nobody really even fucks with them. Cause now it's like either you fought Jordan Johnson or your homies fought Jordan Johnson, and either way, it's fuck Jordan Johnson. But all bias aside, you just gotta appreciate the top tier, high value entertainment that JJ brings to the school. Like, after a long day of calculus and chemistry, there's nothing like watching a dude get Batista bombed in front of the whole school. And speaking of the whole school, 75% of the whole school are straight NPCs. And there's nothing wrong with it. It is what it is, because honestly, I love you for that. I couldn't be happier to share the school with you, my man. Cause I'm not gonna lie, I don't think I would survive a school without NPCs. The sheer amount of Redditors, hot Cheeto girls, and teachers' pets? Fuck, I'd rather be homeschooled at that point. But all jokes aside, man, every student plays a crucial part of the high school experience. So remember to appreciate everyone.
Okay, you got this. Can I get a McChicken, please? Can I get a McChicken, please? Hi there, what can I get for you? Can I get your McDickin?
Okay, Oh, yeah, baby, let's go.
Now, I don't know why, but there's just some things we all did as kids, and it's not like any of these things actually make sense, but we just did them. Like, did you even have a childhood if you never dug a hole to China?
Timmy, we're almost there.
Yay, just 2 more minutes. I mean, kids are just some dumbasses, bro. Like, who's gonna tell little Timmy he's not digging through the Earth's core with this little rinky-dink ass shovel? But to be completely honest, out of all these dumbasses, I was probably the stupidest kid known to man. Like, I remember when I was 5 and I was taking my annual shower, you know, and all of a sudden I had realized I was a fucking superhero. It was just the way the water was flowing out of my fingertips. It was like nothing I'd ever seen before. And I was fucking hyped. I mean, from this point on, my new name was Waterboy. Wow. I was pretty fucking stupid. But not everything I did as a kid was completely impractical. For example, I know you used to run up the stairs on all fours, bro. Like, this was just the most efficient way to get from point A to point B. I used to feel like a fucking cheetah going up those stairs. In fact, going up the stairs in this manner was so efficient, I asked myself, well, why don't people go down the stairs like this? And shit, I figured out why. Or bro, on a hot summer day, I would wait for my mom to whip out the fan. And as soon as she turned that bitch on, me and my brother would turn into the Migos. We were dropping hit after hit. Like, we were spending so much time talking into this fan, our mom was a little concerned.
Raindrop.
Drip.
Drop top.
Smoking no cookie in a hot box.
Cooking.
Fucking on your bitch here. Dot.
Cooking up dope in a crock pot.
Pot.
Hey guys, you've been there for 6 hours. I think it's time.
Ma, let him cook.
Bad and bougie. Cooking up dope with the Uzi.
Hey!
And speaking of cooking, when Mama Chains would whip up some good old Kraft dinner, I had no choice but to put a piece of KD on each prong of the fork. Like, that shit just simply tasted better, bro. Or whenever I was walking on a sidewalk, I would strategically plan out each footstep to make sure I was not stepping on a crack. Now, the funny thing about this one is I still do that shit. And I know some of y'all are gonna think I'm weird for that, but riddle me this.
Who's gonna be laughing when your mom's in the ER with a broken back, bitch? Now, I feel like at one point or another in your life, you just had to check if the fridge light stayed on when you close it. It's really just a part of growing up. Like, one day you'll go grab some milk for your Honey Nut Cheerios and you'll be like, hey, wait a minute. Or what about when you were bored in the car and you start doing parkour with your fingers to the window? I used to hit some crazy combos and then I would go to finish it off with a backflip. Or have you ever fucked around in the living room and you broke a vase or some shit? You know, you get a timeout or you receive a little whooping. Now coming out fresh off that whooping, this shit could only go one of two ways. Either you ball your eyes out and play with this fucking thing for hours, or you would plan to run away, bro. That was it. That was your only options. And I had a few of those moments where I was ready to dip. I would pack an apple in my trusty Minecraft sword for the trials and tribulations to come. And then I would look my sweet mother in the eyes and realize, she's making mac and cheese tonight. I can't leave yet. And you have simply not lived if you never hit a DS under your pillow at night. Like for me, the Mario grind was 24/7. There was no sleeping. But I'm not gonna lie, I had some close calls trying to pull that shit off. Good night, Chains. Sweet dreams. Good night, Ma. Love you. Love you too. Fuck. And goddamn, bro, in grade 1, we would be doing anything but schoolwork. Like, we'd be poking holes in our erasers, injecting heroin with mechanical pencils, drawing this shit, and breaking this shit off mechanical pencils. I'm not gonna lie, you still gotta keep me away from those things, because if I see them, I will break them. And yo, I'm not gonna forget you motherfuckers who used to put glue on your hands and let it dry so you could peel it off. Like bro, you're weird for that shit, I'm not gonna lie. But I did used to love crafting the biggest marker sword you could and have a duel. And I don't know why, but I always used to carry around this tiny ass pencil. Like I never actually used it, but I always had it. And I used to flex it too, thinking it was cool or something. Yo, shorty. Take a look at my pencil. Oh my god, why is it so tiny? Tiny? It's not that small. And bro, tell me as a kid that you never had the random urge to just do this shit. And you just stay there. I don't know why. And I'm not gonna lie, I have to contribute my entire professional stickman career to drawing on the windows as a kid. Like, Mini Chains was whipping up some masterpieces. They were on some Picasso level shit, which is exactly why you see this high quality stickman content. Middle school is just an awkward place, bro. Like, middle school dances, awkward. Middle school speeches, awkward. And middle school relationships, in my experience, is the most awkward thing on the face of this planet. I mean, the girl's a whole foot taller, got a deeper voice, and shit, she could probably bench more than you, little bro. Like, I hate to break it to you, but you don't got a girlfriend. You are the girlfriend, bruh. Middle school just occurs at the craziest time in a teenager's life, because motherfuckers is just getting slapped by puberty out of nowhere. You'll be walking down the halls and see a bunch of kids who look fresh out of daycare. Then all of a sudden you'll see a grown ass man built like Shaquille O'Neal thumping his way down to math class. And attendance in middle school was looking like Matthew?
Here.
George?
Present.
Daisy?
Here.
Owen?
Here.
Dude's balls would be dropping halfway through presenting their speech like,
and this is specifically why dinosaurs went extinct.
And in middle school, nobody had drip. Like, dudes would be showing up to school in a neon green t-shirt paired with some bright red shoes looking like a fucking traffic light. Well, their haircuts looking like their barber cut their shit with one hand, well blindfolded. But to be fair, everyone had a shitty haircut in middle school, bro. And if you think your cut wasn't that bad in middle school, chances are your shit's probably still ass to this day. And just to make things worse, the cherry on top is that everybody's got acne. There's just all these hormones flying around and these kids have no clue what to do with them. Which is exactly why middle school beef is unmatched, bro. Motherfuckers will be throwing hands for no reason at all. And I don't know how, but somehow even the fights were awkward. It would be like, hey pal, I heard you sat beside my crush in class today. So what? You wanna fight about it? I mean, like, if you wanted to.
that, like, I'm not scared. Like, yeah, we can fight. Okay, let's freaking go, pussy.
Fuck, I wasn't ready.
Sorry, was that too soon?
No shit, Sherlock.
Okay, you can hit me back, so we're even.
But if two dudes were throwing hands and their crush is watching, they're about to fight to the death.
But the thing is about middle school fights, I didn't know this was possible, but somehow both motherfuckers end up losing the fight.
I remember one lunch at my middle school, a dude whipped out some boxing gloves for no reason at all, and all of a sudden we're running a whole fight club. Kids would be betting their lunch money on who's gonna win and shit, but we never laid down any ground rules. So one day, JJ hit Timmy with a spinning back fist and put his ass to sleep. And I'm hyped, cause I just doubled my lunch money. But Mr. Principal didn't seem too hyped to see one of his students knocked out on the ground. So of course JJ gets in trouble, cause he's just that one kid who's always in trouble but never got expelled. Like, I could've swore dude was on his third strike 5 strikes ago. But man, middle school had some characters, bro. There was that one guy that would walk through the halls, blast the music on his speaker. The kid who used to sit in his chair like this. The dude who hit puberty and midlife at the same time.
Mr. Donaldson, can I get some help on the subtraction?
Help on the subtraction? You look more like you need help on your taxes.
No, subtraction's just hard for me.
During recess, do you go check on the wife and kids?
No, I just play on the monkey bars.
Tell me, how do you manage to be in middle school and work a 9-to-5 job at the same time?
The girl who thinks she's a horse. The emo kid. Catch him in the back of the class with his hoodie tied up watching sad Bart Simpson edits. The kid who had to touch the top of the door frame before entering a room. Girls who have to bring their Starbucks cup everywhere. The dude who's constantly emoting.
And in order to find the answer, we can make a grid.
Did someone say gritty? Right foot creep. Ooh, walking with the heat.
Of course, there's the kid who Naruto runs through the hallway. And then there's that weird ass kid who accidentally called his social studies teacher mom one time. It was probably an accident though. Fuck!
And I have no idea why, but there's something about teaching middle school that had all these teachers going through a midlife crisis.
I remember one day our science teacher was teaching us about rainbows.
Does anyone know what a rainbow is?
Yes, Jaden.
Refraction of light through water droplets.
Oh wow, that's right. How did you know that?
Reddit.
Oh, okay. Where did you read it?
Reddit.
Yeah, but where did you read it?
Reddit.
Jaden, I can't do this right now. Just tell me where you found this information.
Reddit?
God damn it, Jackson. You're the reason my children get their shit whooped every night.
Now, I don't know what she had going on in her life, but the way she broke down talking about beating her children to a group of 12-year-olds really gave me the impression that she shouldn't be teaching middle schoolers, bro. And I don't know who was in charge of hiring these teachers, but I also had a deaf teacher. Which, you know, is cool and all, but it did make it a little bit harder considering the fact that, you know, she was the fucking music teacher, not to mention the fact that she was also half blind. And I think the idea there was that she could somehow feel the vibrations of the guitar or something, which didn't seem to work too well considering the fact that I got a fucking A in music and I can't play the guitar for shit. But I guess I smelled good or something, I don't know. And I don't know about y'all's experiences, but I feel like kids were just mad touchy in middle school. Like, you'd be sitting in math class, minding your own business, then for no reason at all, a motherfucker would tase you in the side of the ribs. And I remember when kids first learned about these pressure points, it was all fun and games. Someone would just poke you in the ribs, like, pressure point, that tickles. Then there would be a new pressure point dropping every week. It got to the point where these 12-year-olds were hitting pressure point combinations and paralyzing your legs and shit. Hey bro, let me try this new pressure point on you.
Yeah, sure, go for it.
Ah, it tickles.
And it was the same shit with this game. Like, you really couldn't trust anybody, bro.
Yo, what's that on my legs?
Shit.
Got him.
Oh, shit, there's a bug on you.
God damn it.
Dumbass.
Oh, fuck, I just broke my leg.
Bro, I'm not stupid. You didn't just break your leg.
No, I'm serious, bro. I promise, on everything, on my entire life, I just broke my leg. Look.
Bro,
I remember I got punched so many times, my arm was on life support, it was about to fall off, like,
And thinking back to middle school, there's just so many things that make me cringe, bro, but by far the cringiest of them all is the relationships, man. And believe it or not, I had my fair share of middle school relationships.
I remember one day I was sitting in class and this girl came up to me and said, "Chains, I have a crush on you."
And that's really all it took to have a young Chains in love. Head over heels. We went to the movies together. We went to my house and watched movies. We went to her house and we also watched movies. Now that I think about it,
all we really did was watch movies. We didn't really talk that much. I mean, I didn't really have a way with my words at the age of 12.
So, do you like movies?
Yeah.
Yeah, I like movies too. That's why we're here, at the movie theater. I also like popcorn, with the butter. It tastes, like, I like how it tastes.
And one day we went to the mall and I took a good look at my girlfriend of 2 weeks and thought, man, I don't even know this girl. Like, who are you?
I remember we were inside Zoomies at the time and I said, hey, Jessica, you're a great person and all, but I don't really think we're compatible like that. Maybe we should just break up.
Which was probably the most words I've strung together during the entirety of our relationship. And she says with the straightest face,
oh, okay.
And then we proceeded to walk out of the mall and bus home together without saying a word. And I remember lying in my bed that night and thinking to myself,
damn, I think I'm supposed to be sad right now.
So I threw on my hoodie, tied it up, and watched some sad Bart Simpson edits.
Man, smoking too much. Greening out. ODing on the devil's lettuce. Whatever you'd like to call it. Many of us have been there at least once in our lifetime. And man, I'll be the first to say it is not fun. But I do actually have a funny story about my first time greening out. I mean, it's funny now, but when it happened, I was shitting myself. So this story dates way back when I was just a young jit. I was still in 8th grade. And man, don't ask me why, but it takes place on a Thursday, on a school night. Alright, so it's a Thursday at 7 p.m. My friends and I are just headed to this girl's house. We'll call her Mary. So when me and my friends arrive at Mary's house, I quickly find out her dad is pretty chill.
Yo, what's up?
And you know, the apple doesn't fall far from the tree. So we'll just say Mary was no stranger smoking some gas now and then. With that being said, I kinda was. I had only smoked a few times. And the times that I had smoked, it wasn't anything crazy. So walking into the Mary household, I could kinda tell we were gonna smoke. So we all just went to her room and talked for about 5 minutes until all my friends started smoking. And it was out of some strangely shaped water bottle I had never seen before. And listen bro, it was a Thursday on a school night, so I wasn't really planning on smoking, right? But when you're in middle school, peer pressure just hits differently, bro. So there my dumbass was on a Thursday night using this weirdly shaped water bottle for the first time, knowing that I had a curfew of 9 o'clock. And I just instantly started coughing. I was definitely the least experienced out of all my friends, so I remember my homies were kinda helping me out. Especially my homie, Bob. Bob brought me some water and told me to let him know if it hits too hard. I told him, yeah, for sure, but I'm pretty sure I'm chilling. Because it had already been a few minutes at this point, and it was safe to say I didn't feel anything. And after 10 minutes, I remember thinking, I bet I'm definitely good by now. I probably just didn't have enough to actually get me high. So shit, maybe I can make it back for my 9 o'clock curfew after all. That shit hit me like Mike Tyson in his prime, bro. I don't know why no one told me this new device would have me slumped like Nate Robinson. But it's already too late at this point. My vision started to get choppy. It's like I was running 30 frames per second in real life. And of course, the dry eye starts to kick in, and I just get really hot out of nowhere. And I guess at this point, Bob could just see the panic in my face. So Bob was like, come with me, and he brought me to the bathroom. And bro was prepared. He threw down a pillow and a blanket and was just like, you're gonna be alright, bro. And as he leaves me in the dark in the bathroom, I can hear from the other room, he's definitely greening out.
He's greening?
Nah, not James.
Nah, my boy.
Rest in peace.
Rest in peace? Bro, am I about to die right now?
But to be honest, my brain was way too fried to even care. The effects were getting worse by the minute. And as I laid there in the dark on Mary's bathroom floor, I felt my soul leave my body. I was just flying around space and, you know, traveling through the galaxy and shit. But I'm brought back to life because I felt my phone buzzing. And when I woke back up, I had no clue where I was. And then when I looked in the mirror, who the fuck is this guy? Well, I was out here putting the pieces together, trying to figure out who I am. Bob hits me with another, come with me. I got a ride so we can get you back home. But you have to act normal, okay? Okay, just get in the car. It was his older sister driving. And when I got in the car, I was stressing. Act cool, bro. Act cool.
Hi, how are you?
I'm not high. fuck, she knows. And the rest of the ride was just pretty much silent. I got out of the car and I stumbled all the way over to the front door. At this point, I was praying my mom was asleep, so I called my brother to open the front door.
What's up?
Door. At this point, I'm malfunctioning. I'm trying to explain what is happening to my brother, and it pretty much just went like this. Bro, is mom awake? Bro, holy, you're gone, bruh. I'm sorry, but this is the only way. Huh? What the hell, bruh? I'm not gonna lie, the smack low-key woke me up a little bit. But still, I was way too big to be saved. But at least mom isn't awake.
Chains, get up here right now.
I'm fucked. The jig is up, bro. I slowly walk up the stairs to my inevitable doom. Still high off my ass, I walk into my mom's room and seal my fate. Yeah, bro, I got grounded for a year and a half. And when I woke up to go to school the next day, I was still baked as hell.
Man, summer is just a beautiful season. The sun is shining, the trees are green, and you can stay out with your homies all night. And best of all, you get to sleep in till that shit gets absolutely fucked by the first day of school. And waking up to that first alarm of the school year will have you discombobulated as hell. Like, Chains, Square Doodle Matt Salami Mouse.
What?
You heard me, Square Doodle Matt Salami Mouse.
Wait, huh?
Really? Keytorch Claw Bozomorph.
Man, what the fuck are you talking about?
Yeah! What the fuck? And even though getting out of bed early hurts your soul, it's absolutely necessary you spend at least 5 minutes staring at your wall, contemplating your entire life. And if you're a real G, you laid out your toughest fit the night before, so you're low-key hyped to rock that shit to school. So you throw on your new shoes and flick up for the first day of school. And then you walk over to the establishment where you will not only pursue your educational prowess, but you may also dabble and what some call stunting on these hoes. And man, I will say, linking up with your boys on the first day of school just hits different. Like, I be reuniting with the homies like I didn't just see them 12 hours ago. And we're all happy and shit until the school bell reminds me I just got my ass locked up for another 10 months. And I don't know about y'all, but I don't think I've ever made it to my first class of the year on time. Like, it'll be 9:15 and my dumbass will still be trying to figure out how to make it to room 347 by 8:55. And walking into your first class of the year late has to be one of the most uncomfortable situations you can experience, bro. Cause the teacher will be like, oh, and who are you?
I'm Chains.
Well, Chains, why are you late?
Because the bell rang before I got here.
Alright, whatever. We waited for you before we started introductions.
Oh, no, you shouldn't have.
Well, you're welcome. We just wanted you to feel-
No, like, you really shouldn't have, like, I don't want to do this shit.
And tell me why all these teachers have been copy-pasting the same icebreaker game since preschool. Like that one where you have to start with an adjective that starts with the same letter as your name. Like, how do you have a group of legal adults in a circle, awkward as hell, talking about,
hi guys, I'm Super Sarah. Hey y'all. I'm Awesome Aiden. And I'm a Marvelous Marvin.
Shit, if we don't stop doing these fucking icebreakers, I'm about to joyfully jump off a cliff. And after we're done grinding out icebreakers, these teachers have the audacity to show a whole 50-slide PowerPoint all about them. Like, the fuck? This class is supposed to be the study of math, not the study of your daughter's soccer games, bro. And I'm not even gonna lie, my dumbass will be out there taking notes, wondering how this 7-year-old's goals per game ratio is gonna help me on my trigonometry test. Then just as soon as you survive all that bullshit, you gotta go to the next class and do that shit again. And by the time you've learned half your teacher's favorite hiking spots and relationship statuses, you're relieved to hear the lunch bell. Only to find out the cafeteria's serving straight ass with a side of booty for lunch. And my standards aren't even high. Like, during summer, I was on a seafood diet, as they would say. When I see food,
I eat that shit. But when it comes to this cafeteria food, I could even bring myself to smell that abomination they're calling meatloaf. But even though the food was straight dookie, I won't lie, it's kinda nice being back at the lunch table freestyling with the homies. But of course, all good things must come to an end. So the bell rings and I go to depart ways with the homies.
Alright, peace out, man.
Yeah, see ya, bro.
Oh shit, are we going the same way?
Damn, yeah, I guess so.
Alright, peace out for real.
Yeah, see ya, bro.
Shit.
Alright, my class is right here, bro.
Me too!
Oh, shit!
Let's go!
Alright, class, I'm gonna be taking some attendance. Correct me if I get your name wrong. Jason.
Here.
Billy.
Yo.
Megan.
Present.
Chains.
Here.
Charlie.
That's me.
Bob.
No fucking
bro.
Way.
Is there any Bobs in the room?
Yo, do you hear that?
Is that intro music? Does anyone here know a Bob?
Oh,
man, nothing beats a class where you got all the boys sitting together. Like, from the jump, you already know you're all about to fail the fuck out of that shit, but it's gonna be fun as hell. Alright, so, everyone introduce yourselves and tell us what you did over summer break.
My name's Bartholomew. My name's Bartholomew, and I'm not gonna lie to you guys, I had a pretty rough summer. I mean, I crashed my car, my girlfriend broke up with me, someone robbed my house, my grandma got jumped the other day.
Oh, bro, not the grandma.
You three in the back, disrespectful.
And what's crazy about the first day of the school year is how these teachers will act all nice talking about.
It's so lovely to see all your beautiful faces, and it's also nice to see you, Aiden.
Wait, what the fuck?
We're gonna have an amazing fun year, and guess what? There's no homework today. Knowing damn well they're about to make up for it with twice as much homework tomorrow. Like, they'll for real be handing out kindergarten-ass coloring sheets the first day, and then tomorrow you're getting your ass whooped by some calculus worksheets. And I didn't even talk about the motherfuckers you'll be seeing in the halls on the first day. Like, I don't know what these dudes be going through in those 2 months, but motherfuckers be going from Arthur Kennedy to AK real fast, bro. Oh shit, is that you, Arthur?
Whoa, G, don't be dropping the government name like that.
Government name? But that's just your first name.
Hey, fam, it's AK.
Aye, man. What you been up to, bro?
Hey, fam, I'm trapping, trying to make it out of the mud, you know?
The mud? You live in a gated community.
Oh shit, that's the ops right there, fam. Get down.
The ops? That's just fucking Edward. Or the way these new freshmen be walking like they're scared a senior's gonna slap the books out of their hands and take their Fortnite V-Bucks gift card. Like, bro, you freshmen are worried about the wrong V-card. Like, I don't know why, but the day these kids go from sophomore to seniors, they instantly decide to pull an EDP. Like, bro, you're 18 and she's fresh out of middle school. That's a whole crime. But that's not the only crime motherfuckers be committing on the first day of school. Some dudes be pulling up to school with the most atrocious fits known to man. Like, there's no fucking way you laid out this ramen noodle chicken soup ass fit the night before, slept on it, then woke up and thought, oh yeah, the hoes are gonna love this one. Like, I'm not gonna lie, you could never catch me wearing the types of fit these motherfuckers be wearing, bro. Like, that shit should have never made it out the closet. Like, I don't condone bullying, but all I'ma say is, your actions have consequences, bro. Speaking of consequences, every year it seems like the rules teachers tell you on the first day keep getting more strict. Like, you'll be walking into the first class of the year all jolly and shit. All of a sudden you're getting your shit smacked by the longest list of class rules you've ever seen. Hey class, I'm super excited to have you. We're gonna have so much fun this year, but first, I'm gonna go over some of the class rules. Okay, so there will be no negativity, no phones, no food, no talking when I'm talking. Actually, no talking ever, no laughing, no smiling, breathe as quiet as possible, no washroom breaks, and last but not least, no having fun. So yeah guys, like I said, I think we're gonna have a lot of fun this year.
And just like that, man, summer's over and you're back to school. It's possibly one of the worst times of the year. Like, do you really think it's a coincidence that when school starts up, the sun just starts hiding and the leaves start dying? You see what I'm implying. But I will say, one day you might just look back on these times as the good old days and you might just start crying.
Wrong. She get wicked. Yeah.
3 a.m. Once the clock strikes 3 a.m., I feel like you've given up on trying to sleep. At this point, you're going to commit to whatever you decide to do until the sun comes up. Whether you're studying for tomorrow's math test, chilling on Discord with the boys, choking the chicken, or simply sulking in those 3 a.m. thoughts, you'll pretty much find yourself doing anything but sleeping. And I don't know if it's just me, but those 3 a.m. thoughts hit different. And honestly, it's just the perfect time to go for a walk, find a nice little view, maybe light up a joint, and just think. The youngest picture of you is the oldest picture of you. Does Lightning McQueen cop car insurance or life insurance? Wait. Did the brain name itself? Hold up. What if soy milk is just regular milk introducing itself in Spanish? I have no clue if this is just me, but every once in a while when I'm laying in my bed at 3 a.m., I suddenly get the motivation to become the best person on the planet. Like, I set an alarm for 5 a.m., I tell myself I'm gonna go work out, then go for a run, then meditate, then drink kale smoothies, then become a millionaire, then donate it all to a family in need. But as soon as my alarm goes off, I'm just like, shit, I'm too tired for all that. Then I just end up sleeping until 1 p.m., and my brain is constantly playing games with me, bro. Like, tell me why I'll be using all my strength to stay awake during the day thinking, ugh, man, I can't wait to go to sleep tonight. But when it comes time to sleep, I just can't. I'll be left lying there at 5 a.m. awake as hell, watching these random motherfuckers build a two-story house with a hot tub in the jungle. And you know what? Being awake at 3 a.m. is kind of like being high a little bit. Because you start to think about things you don't usually think about. And because you get hit with the fucking munchies, bro. I'll be whipping up a 3-course meal with appetizers and a complimentary dessert to watch a YouTube video. And listen, I can't explain why, but there is no better water than water at 3 a.m. I mean, it's pretty much a part of my sleep schedule now to wake up at 3, chug some water, take a piss, then go back to bed. But sometimes while I'm trying to go back to sleep, my brain just starts showing me a compilation of my top 15 cringiest moments. I mean, I'm having flashbacks to the time in grade 5 when I said a joke and nobody laughed. Guys, why did the monkey fall out of the tree?
Why?
Why? Because it was dead.
Oh.
Damn. Or I'll be up all night thinking about that one debate I had 3 years ago. Brainstorming about the best things I could have said in each scenario. It's like if I do some cringe shit during the day, I have no choice but to lose some sleep over it at night. It's like my punishment for saying some stupid shit. Like I know one guy who accidentally called his teacher mommy in front of the entire class. And that dude hasn't slept since.
First dates have the potential to be magical, fantastical, romantical, a night you will never forget. But they also got the potential to be straight booty. I mean, first dates are just a gamble, bro, especially if it's from a dating app. Like, you could show up to your first date with a 5'4 blonde Tinder girl and end up finding out she's 5'9. And she's brunette. And she's a dude! I mean, first dates from dating apps is kinda like buying one of those SpongeBob popsicles from an ice cream truck. Like, you know it's not gonna look the same as the advertisement, but the question is, how fucked up can it really be? And let me just say, extremely fucked up. I'm talking massive buck teeth, eyes crossed with a bite taken out of it, and I'm not talking about the popsicles. And these are the exact reasons my very first date was not from Tinder. Also because I was in grade 7. And that would be illegal. And when I was in grade 7, I was 12, as most grade 7s were. And for whatever reason, me and my homies loved going to the mall after school. Which was weird, cause
we had no money. So after another successful day of walking around and being too broke to buy anything, we walked back to the bus terminal by the mall, and as we walked up to our bus stop, we see these two girls waiting there. And the closer we got, the more familiar these girls started looking, until we realized one of them was in our class. And so we walk up to them like, yo, are you Kate?
Oh shit, Billy Bob and Chains. What's up?
Oh, nothing much. How are you guys doing?
Oh, I'm good. This is Jessica. She's new to our school.
Hi.
What's up?
Hello, Jessica.
What brings you guys to the mall?
Oh, nothing much. Just walking around and not buying anything because we don't have any money.
Yo, us too. And so we all get on the bus and we're just talking and shit for a good 20 minutes until my stop comes up. So I pull the thingy, but before I get off the bus, I ask Jessica,
yo, Jessica, do you Snapchat by any chance?
Yeah, I do. Let me add you. What's your Snap name? And I remember I had some shitty ass username, like, oh shit, it's MLG Pro No Scoper Illuminati Confirmed.
Yo, kid, get the fuck off the bus.
Sorry, one second, please. Where was I? MLG Pro No Scoper Illuminati Confirmed. And when I got home, I went on Snapchat, accepted a request, and we started talking. And we snapped all night to the point I was smiling, kicking my feet in the air and shit.
Yo, I'm coming in.
No, wait, don't. I'm beating my meat. Wait, shit. Yo, what boy has you smiling like that?
Boy?
It's a girl. Man, shut the fuck up. Oh shit, you're serious?
Wait, so the whole time you're watching Powerpuff Girls?
It just had a good plot.
Okay, bro. Okay, so this is what you gotta know.
And my brother started running me through the do's and don'ts of being in a talking stage. Alright, listen. Don't text her too much, but don't text her too little. Don't talk to too many other girls.
Yep, nope. That won't be a problem right there.
Yep, I know, buddy. And you also gotta talk to her at school. So the next day at lunch, Bob, Billy, and I walk over to Jessica and her two friends, and we start talking again, and we make plans to go to the mall together. And boom, all of a sudden, we started forming a little friend group. It was me, Bob, and Billy with Jessica, Kate, and Nikki. And we started hanging out damn near every day, hitting the mall, buying nothing, going to Nikki's house, doing nothing. But we had fun, and so inevitably, Bob and Kate start having a thing, Billy and Nikki start having a thing, and that just left me and Jessica. And so one late night, we're on Snapchat with my feet kicking in the air faster than ever, and Jessica hits me with a,
so I've been thinking, well, I like you.
I like you back. So,
and I typed up, do you want to be my girlfriend?
I fucking threw my phone across the room, nervous as hell. I get the notification, and when I go to check what she said, she was like, yes, I do. And call me Josh Giddy, the way I just bagged this 12-year-old. But the next day at school, when me, Billy, and Bob walk up to our girlfriends, I started getting all nervous and shit. There was something about the title of being a boyfriend that just had me shitting bricks, bro. It was like,
hey, Chains, how are you?
Oh, you know, I'm good. how are you?
Oh, I'm good.
But now that all three of the boys had acquired girlfriends, Billy was like, hey, why don't we all see a movie this weekend? Like it'll be a triple date.
Yeah, that's a great idea.
Yeah, let's do it. It's a date. Triple date. Yeah.
Fuck, yeah.
And by the time the weekend rolled around, I was still terrified of the fact that I was going on a date. And to be honest, I was also scared of the movie, bro. We came to watch It, which as a 12-year-old sounded like straight nightmare fuel, bro. But nonetheless, me, Bob, and Billy hop on the bus and arrive at the movie theater fashionably late. And so when we walked through the doors, there was our three little girlfriends excited for our first dates. So we all walk up, hug, and then go to get our tickets. And I drop my entire life savings on her ticket and then go into debt for mine. But nonetheless, we head to the theater.
Wait, should we get popcorn?
Oh yeah, of course. Hey man, how much is a large popcorn?
Large popcorn, that'll be $10.
Damn!
What happened? Are you okay?
Yeah, I just realized they ran out of popcorn.
Are you fucking stupid?
Yeah, no, don't worry. Thank you, man. Is it no problem? Have a good day. And we got to our seats and sat down, and the movie began. And as the movie progressed, I realized it wasn't even too scary, but about 20 minutes deep, I get a tap on my shoulder from Bob. And he gestures to me the fact that him and Kate are holding hands. And I look over to Billy and Nikki, and they're all cuddled up and shit. Which meant I had to make a move, bro, which inconveniently made my hands start sweating bullets. So now I was in a position where I couldn't just grab her hand
hand while my shit was sweaty as hell, cause then she'd think I'm weird. But then I also couldn't just sit there and do nothing the whole time, cause then she'd also think I'm weird. So I just started doing the only thing I could think of, which was blowing on my hand like some hot soup, and believe it or not, made me look fucking weird. But at least my hand was dry, so I go and hold her hand, but when I do, I make a grave mistake. A tactical error, bro. When I held her hand, my hand was on top and hers was underneath against the armrest, and my dumbass was scared I was gonna crush her arm or some shit. And I don't know where I got the idea that I even could crush her arm from, bro, cause those 12-year-old stickman arms couldn't crush a fucking pretzel if they tried. But for whatever reason, I decided my best option would be to hover my arm slightly above hers so my 1-pound arm couldn't come down and fucking demolish her forearm. And you know, this was cool for about 60 seconds until I started feeling the burn, which started hurting so bad that I forgot I was even watching a movie. I was just 100% focused on thugging this shit out. And about an hour into the movie, I was just fucking shaking relentlessly. I mean, at this point, it wasn't even about not having this girl think I was weird, because Lord knows it was too late for that shit. But now it was about proving to myself that I could finish the movie this way. And sure enough, I did. But at what cost? Wow, you were so scared you were shaking, huh?
No, I wasn't scared at all, actually.
Oh my god, are you sweating?
No.
So, you know, looking back, it wasn't my best performance, you know what I'm saying? But with that being said, after that triple date, Billy's girlfriend Nikki ended up breaking up with him and gave up on dating dudes as a whole. So, I mean, it could always be worse, bro.
Get your money, man, like a I'm hopeful. Yes, I am hopeful. But today, take this music and use it. Let it take you away and be hopeful, hopeful. And he'll make a way. I know it ain't easy, but that's okay, cause we hope to wish that you could show some love. Now instead of hating so much when you see some other people coming now, I wish I could teach the woman's fiend why your music can have them chipping off the joy I bring. I wish that we can hold hands, listen instead of dissing lessons from a grown man. And I wish the families that lock, but got love, get some stocks, brand new shock in the lock, but some gloves and I.
High school bathrooms have to be one of the most unorthodox places in the entire world. Walking into the bathroom, you have absolutely no clue what to expect. And honestly, that's the best part. I remember one time I had walked into the bathroom, you know, to take a piss. And when I had opened the door, I was not surprised to see some motherfucker getting his head shaved bald. And these dudes were so casual about it too. Yo, what's up? What up? And you know, it's cool and all to be able to be entertained while you're trying to release your bodily fluids. But I mean, sometimes you just want some peace and quiet. Because you truly never know when something like this can happen to you. And that is precisely why I'm scared to ever shit in the school bathroom. And listen, my school bathroom has always been bad, but these TikTok trends that keep popping up made the bathroom situation so much worse. Yo, look at this TikTok. That's kind of funny.
1 week later.
Damn, someone took the soap dispensers. Who snatched the blow dryers, bruh? Where the fuck did the urinals go?
1 hour later.
Hold up. Who hit a lick on the bathroom? These TikToks had the school announcements like,
"Guys, I'm begging you, stop with the devious licks."
If you see anyone hitting a devious lick in the bathroom, report it to the office immediately. And I'm not gonna lie, this trend was low-key pointless. Like, once you go home, the fuck are you gonna do with a broken blow dryer, bruh? But there was one TikTok bathroom trend that was fire.
So, what is the square root of pi? Chains.
Oh yeah, can I go to the bathroom?
Be quick.
Am I tripping or did I just hear- Yeah, bro. Bathroom functions are a 10 out of 10 TikTok trend. Hey, man, if you're still in high school, I recommend trying it. Anyways, I've obviously never been in the girls' washroom before, but I be seeing way too many TikToks filmed in there. Like, is it just a normal thing for girls to go to the washroom while other girls are just in there hitting the renegade? Like, I wouldn't know, but that whole situation seems a little bit awkward to me.
Wait.
Renegade.
And when it comes to most public schools, the washroom is like the black market of the school. So there's always some dude trying to sell you something. Yo, you need anything right now? I got that Gandalf OG, that Alaskan Thunder, some purple monkey balls, got those Girl Scout cookies. Hey man, just give me a second, I'm kinda busy right now. I got that Sour Diesel, that Granddaddy Purple Deluxe. Trust me, this stuff will blow your socks off. And every once in a while, someone will bring boxing gloves. All of a sudden, the school bathroom turns into the octagon. People are getting knocked out, drop, and getting hit with the guillotine chokeholds. But as soon as a teacher walks in...
As a broke stick man like myself, I spent my fair share of time on the bus. And if you spend a long enough time on the bus, you will see some weird ass shit. I mean, I remember my first time getting on the bus by myself. I was feeling strong and independent. Next thing I know, a crackhead sits down beside me talking about,
"Yabba dabba doo, the world is ending and you're gonna die a painful and lonely death, buddy."
And just like that, I went from strong and independent to shitting my pants.
Yeah, bro, the bus is just something else. Like, 1 in 10 people who enter the bus are straight gremlins, bro. I'm talking about the gremlins who know the perk is fake, but they still pop it. Now you just gotta sit next to this motherfucker for another 30 minutes while he tells you about the kids in his basement. But to be fair, these gremlins aren't even the worst part of the bus. The worst part of the bus is the energy. You walk in there and everyone just stops and looks at you like they're sizing you up or some shit. And you know who sizes you up the most? The fucking goddamn motherfucking bus driver, bro. These bus drivers are just eternally pissed off. Every time I would get off the bus, I would try and cheer bro up, but they're just like allergic to happiness or some shit. Hey, thank you. Have a great day, man.
Shut your ugly ass up, little boy. I already know you get no bitches with your big ass forehead, no drip having ass with your skinny ass arms. Boy, you're built like a stick man, bruh.
Damn. Hey, bro, there could really only be two reasons why these bus drivers are so mad all the time. Either they had a demon villain origin story where they were abandoned as a child and never shown any form of love until one day. In freshman year of high school, Timmy met Linda. Linda was kind, smart, beautiful, and she paid attention to Timmy when nobody else would. Timmy asked Linda to be his girlfriend, and she said yes. They dated all throughout high school, and they even got into the same university so they could be together forever. Until one day, when Timmy's world was flipped upside down. Timmy found out Tyrone had been laying some mean pipe on Linda this entire time. Everyone in Timmy's school made fun of him. Timmy could not let this slide. So he called out Tyrone to run the ones in front of the entire school. And without a single word, Tyrone winds up and hits Timmy with the meanest left hook any stick man had ever seen, leaving Timmy slept, out cold, unconscious, in front of his classmates, his teachers, and even in front of Linda. 'Cause shit, if that happened to me, I'd be just as mad as Timmy over here. Now, realistically, the only other reason these drivers are so constantly mad would be because the driver's seat secretly has a stick built in. You see, this would explain why the driver constantly has a stick up his ass. I mean, shit, you really can't even blame him for being mad. But still, I'm gonna blame them, 'cause I know these motherfuckers get pleasure whenever they see me running at full speed trying to make it to the bus stop in time, 'cause they start stepping on the gas.
Dumbass.
To be honest, there's nothing that leaves you more defeated than when you're sprinting to a bus stop, then that shit just cruises on by and everyone on the bus is laughing at you. Damn. Honestly, at that point,
I just give up and go home. But it hits a little bit different when that bus is your only way home. And it was the last bus, cause it's 2 a.m. And now you gotta bunk up with the gremlins on the side of the street, all because that goddamn bus driver had to stick up his ass.
There's a lot of things in life that I don't really understand, but if there's one thing I can truly comprehend, it's being grounded. Because in my time, I've served a total of 547 days and 16 hours in the slammer. And through a year and a half of extensive first-hand research, I've come to the professional conclusion that getting grounded is straight ass, bro. You're locked in your room with no phone, no computer, like what do you want me to do? Think about my actions? Hell nah. Being grounded had a young me doing the stupidest shit ever, bro. Like, I was popping handstands, hitting my head against the wall, playing with the door stopper thingy. Shit, I got so bored, I even read a few pages of a book like an absolute nerd. And now that I think about it, Percy Jackson and the Battle of the Labyrinth was actually a spectacular read. Now listen, there's only one thing worse than being grounded, and that's being falsely imprisoned for life. Well, now that I think about it, there's a lot of things worse than being grounded, but one of which is being grounded during summer, bro. There's something about being able to hear all the happy children, the ice cream trucks, your homies having fun, the hoes throwing rocks at your window, asking you to come outside. Well, you just cry yourself to sleep, because there never was any hoes throwing rocks at your window asking you to come outside. It's just you, your Percy Jackson books, some used toilet paper, and the existential thoughts in your head, questioning if it's even worth it. And listen, I'm sure everyone can pick up on the fact that I'm a really intelligent dude. Smart all around, really, but trust me when I say, I wasn't always this smart, bro. In fact, in kindergarten, my dumbass fully believed with my whole heart that being grounded meant your parents would just dig a decent sized hole in your backyard, toss you in, and bury you alive for the time being. And so I'm sure you could imagine my surprise when my OG friend of 5 days said, yeah, I got grounded for 2 whole weeks. Holy fucking shitballs, dude, are you okay? No, man, it's really hard. I didn't get to touch any of my toys or anything. Damn, how long ago was that, man? Oh, I'm still grounded. Wait, no, you're not. Yeah, dude, I'm grounded right now. No, the fuck you're not. And I wouldn't truly find out what being grounded was until 7 years later. I was in grade 7. It was a beautiful sunny summer day at approximately 11 a.m. And me and the boys were freely roaming our city. Little did I know, we wouldn't be free for long. And as the boys and I roamed the city looking for a move, one of Bob's girls calls him up and is like, okay, so my friend Becky is in Hawaii for a few days with her family, and she said I could bring you over. And just like that, Bob could have wrapped it up and claimed some cheeks. But the boy Bob was never one to leave the homies behind. So not only did he convince his girl to let us come, but he went above and beyond. He got his girl to bring some of her friends over too. And now we're hyped because we had now located the move, and quite a marvelous move if I do say so myself. Now keep in mind, all of us knew Becky and had been to Becky's house many times before, but Becky was all the way in Hawaii, so she had no clue about the marvelous move about to take place at her own crib. But regardless, me and the homies walk into Becky's crib and they low-key got a little get-together in the works. I see Bob's girl, I see Bob's girl's friends, and then I see a mutual friend of mine named Dennis. And he brought his girl. Now, a little backstory about Dennis. Dennis was 2 years older than me, making him in high school. And to be fair, from grade 7 to high school is a colossal difference. Dennis was taller, had a more developed frame, and Dennis even had some facial hair in progress. The amount of facial hair that put my peach fuzz to shame. And to put it quite simply, Dennis was a menace. But regardless, that's my homie's homie, so I walk up and dap him up. And then everyone heads over to Becky's room. Now keep in mind, Becky had simply invited Bob and Bob's girl to come over, and somehow we ended up being 8 people deep in that joint. And so that means technically, the other 6 of us were straight trespassing. So we were all chilling in Becky's room, chopping it up for a good hour and a half, until eventually, people start exploring her house. Now in Becky's room, it was just me, Bob, Bob's
girl and Bob's girl's friend named Lily. And so we're all just talking until I hear someone yell from the room down the hall.
Yo, Chains, get in here right now!
And I don't know exactly what I was expecting to see as I walked into that bathroom, but it was absolutely not seeing Dennis drop a condom filled with water on Billy's head. And of course I laughed because that's comedy gold right there. But it also made me realize, maybe we shouldn't be here dropping condoms on each other's heads. But who was I to tell Dennis what to do? He had facial hair, so he was practically a grown man to my standards. So I just turned around, went back to the room, and continued chilling with Bob. And as we talked, the music progressively got louder, and Dennis progressively became more of a menace. And it had got to the point where the speakers were booming, and Dennis was lobbing condom water balloons off Becky's balcony. And then one time, Dennis either almost hit or just missed Becky's neighbor with one of these condom water balloons. So this grown man looks down at a condom that seems to have fell from the heavens. Then he looks up and sees Dennis scrambling inside to Becky's crib with the speakers blasting music. And then he continued on his way. And we were all just having a fantastic time in Becky's room until we hear the downstairs door swing open. And we all absolutely shit our pants and run onto the balcony.
Hey! I just texted the family who lives here and they said no one is supposed to be in the house. Everyone needs to leave right now or I'm calling the cops.
And that's exactly what we did. No messing around, we were out that hoe. And we all went to Bob's girl's house for an emergency meeting because we were all scared as fuck. And now Bob's girl and Becky are texting and Becky's like, my parents are pissed, they want to talk to everyone's parents and they know how many people were there. So we all devise a foolproof plan. Okay, we give Becky our phone numbers, tell it's our parents' phone numbers, and we act super disappointed in our children. We all agreed on this plan, and the emergency meeting was dismissed. And over the next few days, we all got texts from a very unhappy Becky's father, who made sure to specify the amount of condoms that were found in the bathtub. We all respond with some bullshit along the lines of,
"Hello, Mr. Beckerson. I'm very sorry to hear about the inconsiderate acts of Chains and how he's invaded your home. Rest assured, Chains will feel the wrath of this thick leather belt as it repeatedly beats against his cheeks to discipline him for his heinous actions. Thank you for bringing this to my attention."
But come to find out, Lily's dumbass responded with some shit like, "Dear Mr. Beckerson, thank you for letting me know, but Lily did nothing wrong, as she didn't know she wasn't allowed there. Plus, she didn't even make a mess or anything, on God. Put some respect on my daughter's name, period."
And just like that, our foolproof plan got fucked. And Becky's father texted each of us saying,
"You are coming to the house at 3:15 p.m. today, or I'm calling the cops."
And shit, looking back, Becky's father was most definitely bluffing. Like, say I didn't go, what was he gonna tell the cops?
911, what's your emergency?
"Hey, there was 8 kids who invaded my home 3 days ago."
"Okay, sir, did they break in?"
"No, no, my daughter gave them the key."
"Sir, why the fuck are you calling 911?
There was condoms in the bathtub."
But like I said, I wasn't very smart and I didn't have the brain capacity to think that far ahead. So everyone shows up to the house and Becky's father sits us down and makes each of us individually call our parents and explain what we had done. And I went first. "Hey mom, so I went to Becky's house the other day, but she was in Hawaii and I wasn't really invited. And
there was condoms in the bathtub."
Needless to say, we all got our shit whooped and I received my very first grounding with a sentence of 1 month in the slammer. Imagine putting in hard work, time, and dedication into saving up for some new shoes. You go to Foot Locker and find the perfect pair. You try them on. You check them out. And you cop them. And even though you spent your last $200 on these shoes, you're happy. Because you feel fresh as fuck, and these J's might actually get you some bitches. But as you're leaving the mall, a gang of motherfuckers wearing shiesties take those J's right off your feet. Leaving you shoeless, broke, depressed, and with absolutely zero bitches. Now, personally, I wouldn't let that slide. However, when I was just a young, wholesome boy in 7th grade, I still wouldn't have let that slide. But I was weak as shit, so it would have slid anyway. I mean, in 7th grade, I could have got my ass beat by Hezbollah, bruh. I was a walking lick, which is exactly why I got a story for y'all today. So as I said, this story takes place in 7th grade, where I was young, innocent, and built like a string bean, bro. So one Friday night, me, Bob, and Billy were going to this girl's house for the three-man mission. The plan was simple. There was three of us and three of them. We would put on a scary movie, and if everything went to plan, we would get some cheeks. Now, just earlier that day, I had copped some fresh ass Jordans, so I've got a little confidence boost as we walk up to this girl's house. So we knock on the door, they open it, and we go inside. Now we stuck to the plan. We put on some cheesy horror movie, and one thing led to another, and by the end of the movie, Bob had all three girls, bro, and me and Billy were in the corner playing Bloons Tower Defense. Don't ask me how this shit happened, I don't want to talk about it. So after hours of me and Billy straight fumbling, we all decide to go home. And although I was a little disappointed in my performance tonight, I put on my brand new uncreased Jordans and I remembered, damn. Even Curry airballs sometimes. Now the bus route back to Bob's crib took two buses. So we hop on the first bus, it takes us to the next stop, and as we're getting off, we see the second bus we need drive right by us. Fuck, is that our bus? Damn, yeah it is. Wait, check when the next one comes. Yeah, it shouldn't be long. Damn, bruh, the next bus comes in an hour. So we have no choice but to wait at the bus stop for an hour. So we wait and wait, and at this point, it's already getting late. I check the time, and it's already 11 p.m. As we were sitting there, bored as hell, waiting for this bus to come, one of the other buses stops in front of us to let someone off. The person gets off, and as the bus starts leaving, we hear this loud thud come from the bus. What the hell? What was that? Oh shit, it's a baton. And as we're analyzing this baton that seems to have fallen out of the sky, some motherfucker wearing a shiesty walks up to Billy like, give me that shit, and straight snatched the baton out of Billy's hands. And Billy froze up. Bro was scared shitless, straight bamboozled. And the way the bus stop was set up was there was a main road, the bus stop, and behind the bus stop was a small hill with bushes on top. And when I say this shit looked like something out of a movie, I mean this dude wearing a shiesty walks back up to the top of the hill and a group of five other dudes walk out from behind the bush and they're shiestied up too, bro. They had to have been in at least grade 12, and to a 7th grader, that is scary as fuck. And I was no genius, but as that group of shiesties came out of the bushes looking like a GTA 5 cutscene, I came to the consensus that they were up to no good. Yo, those Jordans are looking my size. And this was the moment I realized I was about to get my shit robbed. So I started analyzing my surroundings and calculating my options. Maybe I can talk my way out of this. Hey sir, how was your day today?
Shut up.
I said, what size are the shoes? Damn, I can't fight them. It's a 3-on-5 and they got the high ground and they got a baton, bro. They would knock my ass out and take the shoes. But I'm fast. So if I take a right, then make a left, there's no way they can catch me. Wait, fuck, I can't run. I'd crease my Jordans. And just as I had ran out of options, Billy says the last words I would expect to come out of this man's mouth. Wait, Ethan? Yo, who the fuck? Oh shit, Billy. Oh, I didn't know it was you, bro.
Man, Ethan, you had me scared for a second.
Damn,
man.
My bad, pimp, my bad,
yeah,
my bad.
Yeah, no, you're good. How's your mom
oh,
doing?
Oh, yeah, she's doing good, yeah. It's great to see you,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, you too, bro. See you around.
All right, peace out.
Y'all, don't worry. I seen a kid over there with some new forces we could snatch.
Oh, yes, sir.
I bet.
Man, he's a good dude. Nah, bro. He just tried to rob me. Who the fuck was that?
Oh, that's my long-time homie, Ethan.
Why did
do you know him?
Oh, yeah. We went to the same preschool.
Same preschool? That dude looks 20, bruh.
Oh, yeah, no, he is. He just got held back a few times.
Held back in preschool? How the fuck do you get held back in preschool?
Oh, he used to beat up the other kids and then take their toys.
Oh, shit. Makes sense.
So we bus back to Bob's crib, and as we're walking to Bob's front door, I stepped in mud.
Man, sometimes this world can be a little cold. It can get a little gray, but there is nothing that can bring more excitement and vibrance to your life than having a crush. I mean, it gives you something to wake up for, something to smile for, someone to impress, and someone to be absolutely crushed by, leaving you more depressed than ever before. Which is when you get a new crush. I mean, crushes make the world go around. Everyone's had a crush at some point in time, and sometimes that shit gets too serious. I mean, I've had homies prepared to throw away their entire lives just to impress their crush, bro. Oh my god, look at these big weights. I wonder if anyone's strong enough to lift these. Oh my god, look at this big jump. I wonder if anyone's athletic enough to make. Oh my god, look how creepy this cave is. I wonder if anyone's brave enough. Oh my god, look how tall this building is. I wonder if anyone could stick the landing. I said, I wonder if anyone could stick the lamp. Oh, ew, did he just die? Oh my god, I'm getting the ick.
Nope, just getting a few extra reps in.
Man, I remember my first crush like it was yesterday, bro. She was 5 years old. But I was 5 years old too, right? Like, so it wasn't actually yesterday, you know, it's a saying, but we were both 5 years old. And I remember slotting in smooth as hell.
Yo, shorty, you like Legos?
Yeah.
How about you and me go Lego my ego?
What does that even mean?
Shit, I don't even know. I seen it in a commercial once.
And after that day, me and Rose hung out all the time. We'd be playing Legos, we'd link up at recess, and I couldn't help but let her know how I truly felt.
Hey, Rose, I like you.
Oh, I like you too.
And that shit had me thinking, damn, this life shit is easy as hell. I'm barely 5 years old and I already got a wife to raise my kids.
Little did my dumbass know, life wasn't all sunshine and rainbows. Cause when I came to class the next day, I saw Rose playing Lego with another dude.
And that was the day I realized crushes cause nothing but pain.
Especially before high school, cause let's just think about the three possible outcomes.
One, you have a crush on this girl and you decide to tell her, cause
what's the worst that could happen, man?
You guys are right. Stacy? Yeah, I have a crush on you.
Or two, you never build up the courage to tell her and end up watching your crush sit in a tree with the faster kid who had the light up Skechers and the Charizard EX. And we all know what happens when Stacy and Jimmy are sitting in a tree. Or outcome three, you confess to your crush and it's the perfect scenario.
I like you too.
Now you've officially started your first middle school relationship, which is probably the worst outcome of all, bro. Cause now you've been sentenced to 14 days of relentless cringe and countless awkward scenarios. And I say 14 days because that shit's lasting 14 days max, bro.
Hey, Stacy, do you want to be my girlfriend?
Yeah, okay.
Oh, huh. Yeah, awesome. Huh.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Woohoo.
do you want to hold hands or something?
Yeah, sure.
So, Stacy, I've been thinking. I don't think this whole thing's gonna work out.
Oh. Okay.
It's not me, it's you.
Oh. Wait, what?
Yo, fuck my ass.
Or what's even more tough than having a crush in middle school is having a crush on a fictional character, bruh. Cause it's like, you'll just be chilling, watching some Teen Titans eating cereal or whatever. All of a sudden your crush is kissing other dudes right in front of you and you can't even do shit about it.
I remember back in my day, I was down horrendous for Lola Bunny, bruh. And I really don't know how I feel about admitting my attraction towards a 2D cartoon bunny, but you gotta remember, this was in the past. Like, this was at least 2 months ago.
And maybe I'm tweaking on this one, but the red fish from Shark Tale, bruh,
She was different, bro, and her name, I think it was Lola as well. Shit, maybe I just like cartoon girls named Lola or something.
That's exactly what I want to hear.
And I don't know about you, but for some reason, whenever I would talk to my crush, it was like I got an instant nerf, bro. I'm talking minus 10 charisma, plus 15 stutter, minus 5 strength, and plus 350% chance of getting put in a random ass headlock. Like, I could be in the worst scenario of all time with a girl who has 5 kids and is married to a member of the cartel. And just cause she's not my type, I'll get an instant stat boost that'll have me pulling like Mr. Duke Dennis himself. But put me in a room with my crush and all of a sudden I got the same charisma as fucking McLovin.
Hi.
Hey, it's 10:33.
What?
A.M. Like in the morning. Like I'm saying, it's 10:33 in the morning. Fuck. And on top of your crush turning you into McLovin, it also leaves you open to the inevitable pain of being embarrassed in front of your crush. And man, let me tell you, there is nothing quite like it. It was a beautiful sunny day, and I was in grade 2, wearing my favorite bright blue basketball shorts in math class, gazing out the window at those shiny old monkey bars, excited for recess. And when the bell rang, I hauled my little ass over to those bars, and I was swinging like there was no tomorrow. And before I knew it, the whole class was on these monkey bars, which quickly turned into chicken fights, and I wasn't complaining. I mean, hanging from a bar and kicking the living shit out of some toddlers? Sign me up, you know what I'm saying? So I'm in line watching these grade 2 gladiator battles go down until it was my turn, and when I step up to those bars, I look into the crowd and see my crush of 2 weeks. Lexi. And now that Lexi was watching, there was no chance I was about to lose this fight in front of her. But as I look over to see who my opponent is, I realize it's Axel. And Axel was known for being the undisputed chicken fight champion. Legend had it he once took on 3 dudes at once, pause. So I knew going into this, I had to lock the fuck in, bro. So we climb over to each other and he's kicking my shit in off rip until I hit his ass with my specialty move, the Python squeeze. And in 10 seconds flat, let's just say I folded that motherfucker's clothes with him still in him. And everyone was hyping me up because I just did the exact equivalent of dunking on Michael Jordan in his prime with Beyonce watching. So of course Axel's pissed. Hey Chains, you, me, rematch, now! Ooh. And I look over at Lexi, and she looks over at me, and now I can't back down. So we get back in position, climb over to each other, and I go for the Python squeeze again, and this motherfucker Axel just winds up and kicks me in the balls. And I'm not gonna lie, that hefty kick to the dick accessories was the worst pain I had ever felt in my 7-year-old life. But I couldn't just drop and lose to Axel in front of Lexi, so with all the pain and anger I feel radiating from my nuts, I hit Axel with the meanest 20-piece combo in chicken fight history, and he drops. And then he pants my shit, bro. And embarrassed, I drop and try to run away, but the shorts around my ankles trip me, and I face plant. Face down, tighty whities up, balls in shambles in front of everyone, including Lexi. And some people like to say, oh, it could always be worse, but this time, I don't know, man. So the moral of the story is, man, fuck Axel, bro.
Yo, Chains, I'll pay you $5 if you pull that fire alarm right there.
Oh. Yo, run.
Chains, do you know why I've called you into my office today? No. You see, that little stunt you pulled has led you to a 1-week suspension.
God damn it. What does suspension mean?
It means for the next week you are prohibited from coming to school.
Fuck. What does prohibited mean?
Chains, you can't come to school for the next week.
Hold up, so you're telling me because I pulled the fire alarm, I don't have to go to school for a week?
Yes, it's a suspension. You are...
Man, I got a love-hate relationship when it comes to getting suspended from school. Like, on one hand, shit, you just don't have to go to school. But on the other hand...
Suspended? Oh, I'm about to suspend that ass. Ah, fuck. Ow. Shit.
Alright, I don't recommend getting suspended. That shit is not worth it. But how do I know? This story dates way, way, way back to grade 7. It was a cold winter day at Stickman Middle School. In fact, it was freezing cold, and this gave Billy a great idea. Yo, the pond behind the school is frozen. Let's go fuck around on it. Oh, I'm down. Okay, bet. So after school, we got a group of 5 homies, and we headed over to the frozen pond. Now, to paint the picture, behind Stickman Middle School was Stickman Elementary School, and behind Stickman Elementary School was this frozen pond, meaning we had to walk through Stickman Elementary School to get to this pond. But nonetheless, we walk up to the pond and instantly I see this big red sign that says, "Hazard, do not step on ice." Guys, the sign says do not step on ice.
Man,
what the sign? Watch this. Oh shit, look, it's sturdy as fuck.
Yo, fuck.
And even though Billy's dumbass fell in, the ice was actually pretty sturdy. So you know, we're gliding around, eating shit, hitting the meanest ballerina spins you've ever seen, and eating shit. And we were having some good old harmless fun. In fact, our grade 7 selves were having the time of our lives on this frozen water. That is until... Oh, what do you guys think you're doing?
We were just walking on the ice.
Did you guys not see the sign?
What sign?
I could have swore I put a sign right here.
Nope, no sign at all.
There was no sign. Yeah,
I have no clue what you're talking about.
Okay, but you guys have to get off the ice.
Well, why? Nobody's getting hurt.
Yeah, we're safe.
Okay, it's your choice. You're gonna regret this.
So we continued with our ice skating antics for approximately 10 more minutes. Until the same lady came back up to the pond, but this time she was equipped with a Sony Alpha A7 mirrorless digital camera with the Extendo lens. In other words, she was quite literally about to catch us in 4K. But at least she doesn't know what school we go to.
Hey, what school do you guys go to?
Not Stickman Middle School.
Absolutely not.
No, definitely not.
Fuck, she knows.
We had to think quick. How are we gonna smoothly get out of this situation without getting in trouble? So we called a boys' emergency meeting. We huddled up and discussed our best plans to get out of this situation. And after combining all of our genius grade 7 brains, we made the ultimate plan. If we started mooning the camera, it would then be illegal for her to take pictures of our middle school cheeks. I don't know how this became our best option, but regardless, we put the plan in motion. I mean, me personally, I got a little shy and kept my pants up, but some of the boys were out there going crazy, looking more caked up than Summer Rae. And after a little while, the lady must have decided it wasn't a great look to have a camera pointed at some 12-year-old cheeks, and she left. Which means the plan had worked. Flawlessly. Now the next day at school, I had completely forgot about it, to be honest. But strangely enough, while I was sitting in math class, I hear the little class phone start ringing.
Hello?
Oh yes, he's here.
I'm
Oh, okay. Yeah, I'll send him your way. Thank you. Chains, Mr. Principal wants to talk to you. And at this point, I should have picked up on why I was being called to the office, but I had complete faith in our foolproof plan of mooning this stranger that the thought of being in trouble didn't even cross my mind. That was until I walked into the office to see every single one of the boys sitting in Mr. Principal's office. But Mama didn't raise a snitch, so we started capping our asses off.
So, what did you guys do after school yesterday?
Nothing.
I played Fortnite.
I was doing the homework.
Don't play stupid with me. I got a call from Mrs. Principal over at Stickman Elementary. So tell me. What were you doing on the pond yesterday?
I wasn't there.
It wasn't us.
I don't know what you're talking about.
I don't even know what a pond is.
I see. Well, I've got evidence.
And as he shows us this undeniable evidence, you can see this dude Billy's cheeks in the corner of one of the pictures. So I slowly look over at Billy, and he looks over at me.
If you don't stop laughing right now, you're all suspended. That's it. You're all suspended.
And as I explained the situation to my mom,
let's just say Mama Chains was not happy. Man, you could be the 47th president of the United States and you'd still get flamed in school. It's just inevitable. It could be your haircut, your clothes, and bro, even when there's nothing to roast, somebody's gonna try and spit out some bullshit anyways.
Hey, yo, why does Carl's face look like Spider-Man's left nut?
Yo, it's so true. How do you know what his nuts look like?
And bro, when I was in middle school, all my clothes were hand-me-downs I got from my neighbor, and this motherfucker just didn't want to see me win, bro, because I was getting piles of V-neck shirts and jeans that didn't even fit. And not only did my neighbor have no drip, but dude was 10 years older than me, so every fit I made was just a decade too late. And pulling up to school and that shit had me feeling like a rotisserie chicken, the way I was getting cooked at a 360 degree angle, bruh. But my fit wasn't even the only thing that was outdated, cause my phone looked like the first phone ever created. And it acted like it too. I mean, I would have to click the screen 5 times and then send a prayer to the heavens just to turn that shit on. And only real G's know the pain of having to whip out an old ass phone around someone else. Like, I remember this one time, a girl came up to me and asked if she could add me on Snapchat, and when I gave her my phone, my shit crashed, bro.
I think your phone just ran out of battery.
Oh no, don't worry, sometimes you just gotta... Yeah, here you go.
Actually, I have a boyfriend, so...
Wait, what the fuck? And ever since that day, that phone was my number one op, bro. So much so that the next time a girl came up and asked for my Snapchat, I started fucking malfunctioning, bro.
Hey, can I get your Snapchat?
No.
Oh. Okay.
No. It's just cause I don't have Snapchat.
Oh, well, what about your phone number?
I actually don't even have a phone.
You don't have a phone?
Oh, well, I did, but then my dog ate it. You know
what
I'm saying?
Oh my god, is your dog okay?
Sorry, I don't even have a dog. I don't have one.
Then, who ate your phone?
Oh, fucking, I did.
Wait, was that?
Nope. Like, I do appreciate all the hand-me-downs, because without them, I would be walking through the school butt-booty naked. But to be honest with you, if it was a choice, I would have rather been butt-booty naked, because these V-necks were straight girl-repellent. Like, there's birth control, there's condoms, and then there's V-necks, bruh. But shit, I mean, you could still pull a lot while wearing a V-neck, but it's just like... It's just gonna be dudes. And just when you think I couldn't have been more roastable, my mom would be like, oh, sweetie, you need a haircut.
No, please, mom, no.
My mom used to take me to this shop that gave out $1 haircuts, bro, and these motherfuckers were straight speed running these cuts. They'd be asking what kind of cut you want while cutting your hair. And by the time you get to show them the cut you want, your shit is already done, bro. And my mom must have not been tipping them either, considering the fact that every time I went back, the cuts kept getting worse and worse. Until one time, I walked out there with my head bleeding, like I asked for a 2 on the sides, and she hit me with a -2. Now don't get me wrong, when I pulled up to school wearing the most abominable fit known to man with the atrocious haircut and shitter phone combo, I got my shit roasted, flamed, grilled, sauteed, deep fried, and then thrown into the goddamn microwave. Like the type of flaming that has you going home and just taking an extensive look in the mirror, questioning if you should legally change your name to Albert and flee the country. But somehow, this motherfucker Carl got flamed even harder than me just for being Carl. Like, whenever a friend group is created, there's just one dude selected to be the punching bag for the entire group. And you know, I feel bad and shit, but like... It's better Carl than me, bro, so I'ma slip a few jabs in if I have to.
Yo, what the fuck is Carl eating, bro?
Hell nah.
Wait, whoa, Chains is eating the exact same thing.
Nah, what? Your shit looks like it tastes like cardboard with honey mustard.
Wow, how did you know?
Like, Carl can't even get a little chuckle out without getting crucified, bruh. Damn, he's fucking that shit up.
Looks like he hasn't eaten in weeks, bro.
Oh, hell nah, Carl. I know you're not laughing.
Yeah, I'm not.
You're built like SpongeBob Brown Pants. You look like a malnourished Santa Claus, bro. Like, god damn, that's a face only a mother can love. What did I do? Now, getting roasted around your boys is tough, but that pales in comparison to the pain and embarrassment of getting roasted in front of your crush, bro.
Yo, Chains, what did you get on the science test?
I'm not gonna lie, I got like a 76. I'm surprised you're not smarter with that big ass head of yours.
Good one, Joe.
No, like, for real, your shit is massive.
Well, like, the sheer amount of brain you could fit in that bitch should make you Einstein. You look like you should be pulling 10,000 IQ plays right now. You look like you got the solution to world hunger somewhere hidden in that big-ass noggin. Like, how do you even stand up straight with that absolute cranium for a head?
But I remember this one time I got my shit flamed so hard in front of an entire audience that I was brought to tears. But I was six. I was 6 years old. And the day was December 24th, Christmas Eve. So my mom brought me and my brother to this improv play, and as we sat and waited for the show to begin, this little elf walked up to us like, "Hey, do you guys want to be a part of the show?" "Yeah, let's do it."
"Okay, yeah, I'll do it."
And once the show began, they called me and my brother up to the stage and asked us a very simple question.
"So, what do you guys want for Christmas?"
"Oh, I want a Minecraft sword and a creeper stuffy."
"And, what about you, little man?"
And as I looked into that crowd with dead silence, my brain stopped braining, bro.
"Hey, don't worry, it can be anything."
"I want,
Just, kid, what do you want?"
"I want, I don't even know what I want."
"Yo, who brought this fucking dumbass on stage, bro? Get the fuck out of here."
Now I'm paraphrasing. I was six. I don't remember exactly what he said, but that's what it felt like. And as we walked back to our seats, I was super embarrassed. But as the show started, it was actually pretty funny, and people had probably forgot about it by now. But 10 minutes into the show, a character walks on stage with some goofy ass buck teeth. "Yo, this guy looks stupid as hell."
"Oh shit."
And this dude proceeds to absolutely cook 6-year-old me with no remorse. "Hey, what's your name?"
I don't know."
"What? Okay, how's your day?"
"Day?
Day? What the fuck is a day? I don't know."
Well, what do you know?"
"No. No, that's just it. I don't know. I just don't know. Shit, I don't think I know anything." And that shit had the whole audience laughing harder than ever. And as I looked around, my brother was laughing and even my mom was laughing. And it was this very moment that I had hit rock bottom. And at the age of six, I realized I would be put on this earth simply to suffer. And it made me cry, bro. I cried in the middle of this theater. And the next morning I woke up and it was Christmas. And under the Christmas tree I saw the best gift of all. It was a Bob pocket tee from ChainsClub.shop. That's right, it's brand new. You can wear it around your homies. You can wear it at school. You can wear it around your mom, your grandma, your great grandma. Maybe not your great grandma, but damn near anywhere else, and Bob will be posted in your pocket the whole time. Wow, what a perfect thing to get someone for Christmas, am I right? Yeah, I'm right.
Alright class, today we're going outside for a run.
But it's literally 0 degrees.
"Oh, Chains, don't be a bitch. It's not even that cold. See? I told you guys it's not even that cold."
"Yeah, for you. Cause you're out here dressed like the Michelin Man."
"High school PE is something different. And every PE class has 5 different types of people. Like the group of kids who just stand in the corner and occasionally get sniped in the head with a dodgeball. Or the kids who participate and make sure everyone is included. Or the legend who's chilling on Instagram. he follows at Chains for real. There's also the dude who just never shows up. And of course, we got the sweats. These motherfuckers treat PE like they're in the military. These motherfuckers treat PE like they're training for the Olympics. These motherfuckers treat PE like they're gonna get scouted to the league.
Which is honestly just funny as hell, because let's be honest, 85.7% of the class doesn't even want to be there. So you'll have some innocent souls zoning out during a basketball game, and all of a sudden they'll be getting posterized like they're playing against Ja Morant.
"Yeah, bitch!"
I mean, these kids will come out of PE drenched in sweat, breathing heavy, and with a smile on their face, knowing they dropped 104 points on some kids who have never touched a basketball in their life. And listen, don't hate me, but I do understand the appeal of sweating your balls off in PE. Because I too once participated in the sweaty activities.
Oh,
ow.
Oh.
Ow. I know, but there's just something so exhilarating about hearing the snapping of an unsuspecting freshman's ankles. But as I matured, I realized there was only one thing better than shitting on random students, and that was shitting on sweats. I became the anti-sweat. I would act like an innocent soul waiting to get posterized, but when the sweat would come in trying to end my career with a windmill dunk, I stuffed that boy like a Thanksgiving turkey.
Pause.
And don't get me started on
the fitness grand pacer.
Whoever created this legal form of torture will catch these hands. Oh, Chains, no, I heard he sadly passed away a little while ago. You could be having a good day and you pull up to PE like, "Hey bro, you know what we're doing today? I'm not sure, but I think we're playing soccer."
The fitness grand.
No, it can't be.
Alright class, today we will be doing the beep test.
Fuck.
Woo. Damn, what was I at?
Chains, we haven't even started. That was just our warm-up.
But one thing that did bring me a little bit of joy was looking at everyone during the push-up section. Like, there was always some dude doing the neck push-ups, some dude who thinks he's Mike Tyson, the guy who takes breaks when the teacher isn't watching, and there was always at least one dude who was out here looking like he was hitting it raw. James, I don't think that's how you do it. Oh, yeah, you're right.
Yeah, bitch!
We are currently facing a life-threatening epidemic that is threatening the lives of many teens around the world.
Oh, what's that? Yeah. Oh, okay. Okay, it has been brought to my attention that there's a new strain let loose that is infecting more teens than ever. The strain is propylene glycol formaldehyde. Street name, Guava Ice. So stay safe out there, and back to you, Linda.
What? Oh, shit! Man, way back when, somewhere in Timbuktu, a Homo sapien found a plant by the name of tobacco, and for whatever reason, somewhere in this dude's caveman brain, he decided,
me, smoke, now.
And that he did. And as humans slowly evolved, smoking did too, and soon, motherfuckers went from looking all old and wise, smoking these big old pipes, to soon smoking cigars on some mafia boss shit, which turned into cigarettes. Now back in the day, if you were stressing, Doc would prescribe you a pack of good old cigarettes. Sore throat?
Cigarettes.
Oh, you got a cough?
Here, smoke a cigarette.
But after a while, people's teeth started looking all British and shit, so they decided,
boy, I don't think these are healthy, innit?
So we decided we needed to make cigarettes better, and you know what makes everything better? The letter E. Your mail's taking too long to come in?
Email.
Wait, what's that? You want to play sports, but your ass at every single sport?
Esports.
Oh, you got daddy issues?
E-girl.
So of course, when people realize cigarettes are killing them...
E-cigarettes.
Man, one thing leads to another, and shit, you got yourself a Vaporizer Gen Y GTX box mod with 3 USB charging ports, a speaker, and a 6-inch LED touchscreen that can play Flappy Bird. Like, vaping is just getting a little too advanced, bro. Like, I remember one time I was chilling in the washroom with my homie Billy, and of course a motherfucker walks in with a vape. But this was no regular vape, no. This shit looked like a gadget straight out of fucking Star Wars. Yo, you wanna hit?
A hit?
A hit of your iPhone?
iPhone?
This is that eSmoke FTX 763 3rd series, my boy. Watch this. Yo, did he just hotbox the whole bathroom in one hit?
Yes the fuck I did.
And this shit's 100 Nick.
Holy shit, where did you find 100 Nick?
Yeah, I ended up mixing my 50 Nick guava juice with my 50 Nick blueberry ice, and it just kinda added up to 100.
Bro, I don't think that's how it works.
Shut up, my mom's calling me.
Yo, fuck you, mom.
And that was the moment I realized there really is levels to this shit. Level 1. Level 1 is the type of dude who isn't addicted, but he'll occasionally take a hit of somebody's device. But level 2, bro's borderline addicted, but he's still in the denial phase.
Bro, are you addicted to vaping?
Addicted? Nah, I don't even vape like that, bruh.
Shit.
Do 5 jumping jacks right now.
Bro, what? That's easy.
1, 2, 3, 4.
Level 3, the Fiend. This motherfucker is strapped up with some nicotine at all times, and even when he has a vape in his hand, this dude will ask for yours. And God forbid, if this fiend loses his vape, this motherfucker will be stressing like he just lost his only child. A fiend without a vape is the exact equivalent of one of these purple minions. Dude will be itching for that shit, and Lord knows what that man will do for a fix. Level 4, the fiend who sells vapes. At this point, this dude's whole life revolves around vapes. In fact, I'm pretty sure they don't even breathe oxygen anymore. Like, in order to breathe, they need to inhale some chemicals that I can't even spell. Which, honestly, it doesn't even say that much. Like, I can't spell a lot of shit, but what I'm trying to say is their bodies have just fully adapted in order to consume as much nicotine as possible. They breathe that shit, they drink the vape juice, and when they're hungry, shit, they just munch on the vape itself. And the worst part is, they can't even run out of vapes. Like, shit, they are the plug. This motherfucker's just the CEO of getting high on his own supply. Like, dude is his own number one customer. Level 5. This motherfucker, bruh, like, why do you need a LED touchscreen on your vape, bro? Like, you already have a phone.
Wait. Did you just order that pizza from your vape?
Mm-hmm.
Shit. Where'd you get this from?
And don't get me started on these flavors, bro. Like, tell me why these motherfuckers can make a vape juice and call that shit early riser. And that shit literally tastes like a Wednesday at 6 a.m. Like, what the fuck type of ingredients mixed together to taste like a Wednesday at 6 a.m.? But early riser isn't even the weirdest flavor on the market. Because if you're feeling the family dinner vibes, you can get a rotisserie chicken. Flavor. Or if your breath is smelling nice and fresh, you could fuck that shit up quick with some garlic flavor juice. And they even got bacon.
Yeah, I'm not gonna lie, that shit sounds fire as fuck.
And lastly, now I don't even know if I can say this on YouTube right now, but shit, you can even get yourself some Worcestershire.
But regardless, I think we all know the home of nicotine. The eternal hot box. The communal vape sesh. It's the high school bathrooms, man. You walk into one of these joints and there's at least 15 dudes hotboxing that shit at like 10 a.m. You come in trying to take a piss and now you got a head rush. You walk over to the urinals, but it's so goddamn hotbox, you start pissing all over the walls. But shit, you can't even piss on the walls in peace, man. You got that one fiend coming over to you trying to suck your device dry, and dude's so down bad for that hit that's not the only thing he'd suck dry. And listen, you may be thinking, Chains, how do you know what you know about vaping? And that's a great question. Back in the day, I was a curious little George, man. And back in grade 7, I was chilling at my friend Becky's house. And when I walked into Becky's crib, I was nothing but an innocent, curious young man. But little did I know, I would leave Becky's crib far different than I entered. So you know, me, Bob, and Billy are posted in Becky's room, and I was sitting with Becky, so Becky asked me, have you ever hit a vape before? Hell no, I hadn't, but you know I had to play it cool around Becky, so I said, yeah.
Yeah, I do that shit all the time.
And so, of course, she passes me the vape. And honestly, I didn't think this far ahead, but I was in way too deep to come clean now, so I put that shit in my mouth, and I sucked the fuck out of it. Pause. And because this was the first time anything had made contact with my lungs beside oxygen, my lungs started malfunctioning. And I was coughing up a storm. And my cool guy cover was blown, but I had to see it through.
Oh my god, are you okay?
This shit ain't nothing for a guy like me.
Guys, I think Chains is dying.
And as I went on with my life, I would hit a device here and there, and eventually I even learned some tricks and shit. But one day, me and my homie had to run to catch a bus. And so we start running, but the homie doesn't even make it 100 meters, and he starts rolling on the floor, coughing up blood. And I was like, no, fuck that. And you know, I haven't touched a vape ever since, man. So stay safe and breathe air for real.
Getting baked is usually an exceptional experience that consists of eating food, laughing, questioning your entire existence, eating food, watching Netflix while eating more food. And you know, that's great and all, but every once in a while, that Zaza can take you to the deepest, darkest depths of the shadow realm. And trust me,
That shit is not fun. So I wake up on a sunny Saturday afternoon at 1 p.m. You know, a respectable sleep-in. I hop in the shower. It was a good shower. I check the Clash of Clans base. I didn't even get raided. I eat some scrambled eggs and toast. Shit was scrumptious. And all of these things led me to believe, damn, today's gonna be a good ass day. But little did I know, today would be the day I would look death in the eyes and fight for my life. So I finish my scrambled eggs and I pull up the boys' group chat and I'm like, what's the move? And Bob's like, I don't know, let me check. So I'm like, okay, bet. There's no moves, bro. And because there was nothing to do, the boys and I would have no choice but to reside to the default move. Let's just smoke. Bet. Calm down. So the default move always takes place at the boys' home base. Bob's Crib. Now, Bob's Crib was the spot to be baked for many valid reasons. First of all, bro's basement was simply comfy as fuck. Couches on lock. Blankets always ready with infinite pillows. And Bob's dog Walter was the fucking goat. But most importantly, Bob's cupboard was always stacked. I mean, this cupboard has enough food to feed a village. This cupboard has more snacks than 7-Eleven. And this cupboard had enough calories to be in a Nikocado avocado video. And that shit was perfect. Because goddamn, when I get baked, I become a certified fatass. So you know the drill. We roll up and got a joint in rotation. And honestly, I don't know what got into me this night because I was absolutely reefing that hoe. Yo, chill. God damn. Fuck it. Let's roll another one. So we rolled up another J and I just simply could not be stopped. And I specifically remember asking, how high can I really get? And after about 30 minutes of me going bananas on these joints, I found the answer to my question. Pretty fucking high. I mean, I was beyond zooted. Like, at that point, time was literally in slow motion. And it was one of those highs when your senses become extra sensitive. So I was just posted up in a blankie while munching on some pizza pops. And I was truly invested in those pizza pops. I mean, in that moment, I thought I was the pizza pop, bro. But once I finished the pizza pops, we all decided it would be a good idea to go for a walk. However, the moment I stood up, I started feeling peculiar. But regardless, we went outside and at this point, it was already dark. Because in the time we were smoking at Bob's Crib, the sunny Saturday turned into a very cloudy, dark, and cold Saturday night. So Billy and Bob are walking towards this creepy looking forest and I'm like, alright, I think I'm too high to go into this forest, bro. Nah, don't worry. I've been in this forest a million times. I know it like the back of my hand. Alright then. And as soon as we step into the forest, I start hearing shit, bro. Yo, did you hear that?
Hear what?
It sounds like someone's in the bushes.
Nah, you're just baked as shit.
So we continue walking for about 5 minutes and out of nowhere it starts pouring. And this was really the point where everything shifted because I was far too faded to be out in a dark, cold, rainy forest. So I'm like, alright, let's just go back to Bob's. Yeah, facts. I didn't know it was gonna be raining. But as we're walking back through the forest, I can undoubtedly hear something in the bushes. Okay, what the fuck was that?
Oh shit, run!
Aw, hell nah! Bob and Billy start hauling ass, and scared as hell, I slowly turn around to see a fucking demon coyote pack looking at me like I'm lunch, bro. And this had to be because of the second joint, but for a moment, I looked this coyote dead in the eyes. And I saw death. I saw death, bro. And in that moment, I gathered all the functioning brain cells I had left
to just run. And I couldn't see where I was going. I was just hauling ass. And when I looked back, all I could see was the devious coyote eyeballs staring into my soul. And the next thing I knew, I stepped in a pothole and my trajectory completely changed from running away to eating shit, bro. And when I say falling felt like it was in slow motion, I mean, I had to have been falling for 5 minutes. But once my face made contact with the ground, this is how I went out. I was about to get packed up by a pack of coyotes. As they approached, I was saying my goodbyes. But out of nowhere, I hear something in the distance. This motherfucker Bob drop kicks a coyote in the face. And it had to have been that Zaza that made these coyotes look so devious. Because after Bob socked that jit in the face, they weren't so scary. I mean, they all just ran away and dispersed. They had me like, yeah, and don't come back, bitch. So we walk back to Billy's crib and I'm still tweaking off those joints. I'm like checking behind me, checking beside me, checking the sky to make sure no evil crows pick me up and kidnap me. But we get back to Bob's crib and I sit down on the couch. And just as I finally felt relieved, I get jump scared by Walter. Bro pretty much gave me a heart attack. I thought the coyotes had invaded Bob's crib to come and kill me. But it was just good old Walter coming to chill with the boys. So I got some more pizza pops and we lived happily ever after.
High school. The only place you'll find nerds and jocks chilling in the same room. Where there's fight clubs and book clubs in the same building. Where you can find the plug selling something and the school thought giving dome all in the same bathroom. And surely one of the few places you can pursue your educational prowess and take it off that Benjamin in the same institution. High school, man. Love it or hate it, it's quite the experience. And although every single person will have a different experience at high school, there are some things you are guaranteed to encounter. Like the PE sweat, the nerd, that one strict ass teacher, the teacher's pet, the Redditor, the predator, the chill teacher, the plug, the stoner, that one motherfucker who walks like this, the class clown, the band kid, the kid who just never shows up, the hot Cheeto girl, that one sexy ass kid who he got all the girls and you know what I'm saying, he was like super cool, the bathroom fiend, the oh my god I almost failed that test, I did so bad, oh shit same, I got a 51%, what about you? Oh my god, I only got a 98.5. The fighter, the anime kid, and the NPCs. Every single one of these individuals make up the magical place we call high school. You come into high school merely a young, innocent, and clueless child. But you leave even more clueless than before, bro. Like when we learned about pie in math class, my dumbass thought I was in culinary arts for 2 goddamn weeks. And that is pie. Chains, are you listening? Yeah, yeah, we're learning about pie. Then recite pie. Flour, egg, some fucking blueberry. Like coming into high school as a freshman, I was thinking, I can use my high school experiences and knowledge to figure out what I'ma do in life. Then shit, all of a sudden I'm graduated and my brain is filled to max capacity on bullshit. So now that you're graduated, what are you gonna do with your life?
The mitochondria is the powerhouse of the cell.
But one of the most majestic parts of high school is the bathrooms, bro. Like, it's a proven statistic that only 1 in 30 kids actually go to the bathroom to take a piss. And Lord knows what the other 29 are doing, bro. I mean, it could literally be anything from a secret fight club to a drug ring to a fucking Bible study. Like, nothing is out of the picture when it comes to high school bathrooms, bro. But the bathrooms are not the only place where some fuck shit goes down. Cause you know high school students love to see fights, so when there's the slightest hint of beef, there's a motherfucker instigating that shit. Oh shit, my bad, bro.
Nah, it's all good, don't worry.
Yo, personally, I wouldn't take that shit, bro.
What? Nah, it's fine.
Like, he practically just called you a bitch.
Wait, really?
No, it was an accident.
Wait, what's that?
Oh shit, he just said he's smoking on your grandma's pack right now. Hey, don't be talking about grams like that. But tell me why, when some entertaining shit happens, I just happen to miss school that day. Like, I'll go every day of the month, but I get sick for one day? Damn, I'm glad as fuck I'm not at school right now.
Yo.
Holy shit, Chains, where are you?
I'm in my bed right now, why?
Ooh.
Jeremy and Tom are running the ones right now. Fuck, the one day I didn't go.
Wait, what's that in the background?
Oh shit, yeah, they got Lil Uzi performing at school today.
What? Uzi's at our school?
Yeah, check it out.
Yo!
Oh, and they brought in Gordon Ramsay cooking up free lunch today as well.
What?
Oh, and I almost forgot, Elon's pulling up and giving everyone what? Teslas. So
no. No, I'll see you later, man.
But listen, high school is nothing like these movies painted out to be. Like, all these movies portray the same shit, where Victoria and her goon squad make fun of Ruby, and where Chad and the football team shove Arthur in a locker. Like, I've only seen a motherfucker get shoved into a locker once in my life, and to be honest, I couldn't even see much of it. I mean, it was pretty fucking dark in that locker, bro. But for real, in high school, you don't have to worry about some big body taking your lunch money, or some football kid slapping the books out of your hand. The worst thing you'll encounter on your average day at school is your local Redditor. I don't know how they do it, but somehow every joke they make is so unfunny that it just ruins my day, bro. Do you smell that?
Yeah, Jeremy. That's what happens when you don't shower in 2 months.
No, it smells like sussy baka. Like Among Us. But not to confuse Redditors with Discord mods. I mean, they're pretty much the same thing, but Discord mods shower even less. To be honest, there is truly only one thing mustier than a Discord mod, and that's the cafeteria food, bro. I mean, this food is completely and utterly ass. Like, somehow these motherfuckers managed to get the food cold and the drinks warm. Like, how the fuck does that shit happen? And my high school would serve some daily specials, and to be honest, that shit was unidentifiable. Like, you'd see this pile of mysterious substance, and I'd ask the person who made it what it is, like, what's the special today?
You're holding it right now, dumbass.
No, but like, what is it?
Oh, I don't fucking know.
And my school refused to pay people to make good food, so they had students making all the food. So you'd be eating a burger and look up at the person making them, and they'd just be casually scratching their ass. And even with all this free labor, tell me how these motherfuckers have the audacity to be charging $6 for 3 chicken strips, bro. That's $2 for one small, soggy piece of some shit that's probably not even chicken. I mean, that shit is a robbery. And speaking of robbery, the high school change rooms are shockingly similar to Detroit. And we all know, you can't have shit in Detroit. Like, if you leave anything not locked up, it's gone, bro. Your iPhone, gone. $5, finessed. 2-week-old rotten sandwich. Someone's taking that shit. And to be honest, even if you lock that shit up, it's still at high risk. Like, let me paint the picture a little bit. This is PJ. PJ locks all his beloved belongings in his good old PE locker before heading to play some soccer. After scoring a hat trick, PJ comes back to the change room to reacquire his belongings, only to find out someone took PJ's whole goddamn locker. PJ was devastated. Until he remembers, he can check the school's security cameras.
Yeah, take a look.
Yeah, take that shit. Yeah, we'll.
PJ never got his shit back. Now, I don't know about your guys' high schools, but mine was equipped with security cameras everywhere, covering every square inch of the school. But these cameras had the resolution of a fucking toaster. Like, you could have a motherfucker commit a heinous crime. He could proceed to put his face in the camera, state his government name, address, and date of birth, and you would still have no clue who did it, bro. And of course, the teachers. Teachers have the ability to make or break your high school experience. So real quick, let me go over some of the teachers you will encounter in high school. The angry teacher. The chill teacher. The lazy ass teacher. The funny ass teacher. The teacher who doesn't know how to teach shit. Miss Cakenson. The teacher who wants to be the chill teacher, but shit just, it just doesn't work. That teacher that plays videos all class. The gym teacher with several allegations. The weird science teacher. And the teacher who subscribed to Chains For Real. Wow, what a G. And that's high school in a nutshell. My first time eating magic mushrooms. Now, this story takes place on a spooky Halloween night.
And of course, when you're young, Halloween is about dressing up and getting candy from strangers. But as you get older, you grow to realize the true meaning of Halloween is to commit as many devious and malicious crimes in one night as humanly possible. Like when me and my homies first transformed from some young, innocent gentlemen into some unethical and deceitful delinquents, we planned out some criminal activities for our first teenager Halloween. Yo, trick-or-treating is for nerds, where we're gonna drink alcohol and smoke grass.
Whoa. Yeah.
That is so teenager. So you know, we drink their drink and we smoke their grass. Man, I sure could fuck up some Reese's Pieces right now. Not gonna lie, some Skittles would be fire. Alright, fuck it. So we threw on last year's Halloween drip and shamelessly went trick-or-treating baked as fuck.
Trick-or-treat.
Aren't you guys a little bit old to be trick-or-treating?
No,
but we got our candy and we went back to Billy's crib and the munchies took over. I mean, we fucked that shit up so fast that we changed costumes and we spun the block.
Trick-or-treat.
Oh, didn't you guys already come here?
No. There's a snake in my boot.
So all Halloween, me and the gang pretty much just ate chocolate. But by the time next year rolled around, okay, this Halloween is going to be the best Halloween yet. But how can we top last year? Yeah, we already smoked grass and ingested alcohol well underaged. Cause I got these. This dude, Billy, whips out a handful of shrooms. And honestly, Billy didn't even need to convince us, cause me and Bob were trying to have the best Halloween ever. So we split it up, and we all down a sizable amount of magic mushrooms for our first time. And let me tell you, there are many smooth ways to consume some magic mushrooms. One being the pizza technique, as well as the good old PB and Shroom Sammy. However, we had smoked and we had drank before, but magic mushrooms were completely out of our expertise. So we just choked them shits down raw, and it was strange. It tasted like I just ate earth, if earth was dry as fuck and like chewy. But about 20 minutes after eating the shrooms, Billy has a genius idea. Okay, hear me out. We go trick-or-treating, collect some candy real quick, and come back. So when these mushrooms hit, we can be eating good. Okay. Wait, then we need some costumes. Okay, I do have 3 costumes, but like, just don't ask any questions, okay? Why do you have no questions, bro? Now let's go get this bag of candy. So we're mobbing around the neighborhood in some gangster Teletubby suits. And we roll up to the first house like...
Trick-or-treat.
Aw, you guys are so cute. And we were banging out house after house. But after about 4 houses, I started to notice my Teletubby mitts were looking a little suspicious. But I didn't have time to think about the psychedelics that were potentially invading my brain, because I had bigger priorities. Go cop some Halloween candy.
Trick-or-treat.
But as we walked up to the 8th house, I was undeniably tripping balls. Cause as I looked up at Bob, I just started uncontrollably laughing my ass off. And Bob's shrooms must have kicked in too, because we were both just hysterically laughing at each other for no reason. But then the door opened and I saw this tall ass bald dude with an unconceivably large smile on his face. I mean, the shrooms made it look like his smile was just unproportionately big, and I just assumed it was a Halloween mask.
Man, I love your Halloween costume.
What costume?
Oh, holy shit. We need to get home ASAP.
So we're making our way back home, tripping balls in our Teletubby costumes, and I'm just seeing the stars falling out of the sky. Then out of nowhere, Billy yells, "What the fuck is that?"
I'm probably just tripping, but it looks like zombies running towards us at full speed.
Oh, yeah. I see it too.
Oh shit, we gotta run.
So me, Billy, and Bob start booking it back to Billy's house. And I am hauling ass because there is no way I'm getting packed up by some zombies right now. And when I look back, I don't see some zombie costume. No, I see some real ass zombies. Like, bones sticking out, eyeballs look like they haven't blinked in centuries, and that shit just made me run faster. Cause to me, this was a life or death situation. I mean, in reality, it probably just looked like,
ah! 360, ooga booga booga!
We get back to Billy's crib.
Holy shit, get in.
Lock it. And we were not taking any chances. I mean, we barricaded every single door in the entire house. And for a second, it was a horrible trip. I mean, I thought I was in the zombie apocalypse. But once we settled down, we were having the time of our lives, chilling and eating candy while tripping balls.
Booga booga!
Listen, bro, in this world, there's levels to clout. You could get yourself some Instagram followers. You could stack up a few bands. You could even be famous, but there's only one spot in life that is superior to the rest. A spot so glorious and sought after that they are idolized like no other.
It's me. I've got the infinite money glitch.
Come on, Jimmy. You know it's me. I need a max win.
Man, shut the fuck up, Drizzy. I'm literally Kanye West.
Nah, but I'm the top G.
All right, little bro. Let's go band for band then. It's me.
But I'm the fastest kid in my school. Bro, I don't know who decided speed would be the deciding factor for who's the king of the school, but all I'ma say is, that motherfucker's the GOAT, bro, because I was the fastest kid in my school. I was clapping everyone in races, I was breaking track records, and I had all the 9-year-old baddies, man. I wish I could still pull like that. Alright, it's just a miscommunication, you know, like when I say 9-year-old baddies, I didn't mean
explain
like—
Explain it to the judge, buddy.
Sick fuck. And because I peaked in elementary school, come with me and we'll take a look back at some of the first years of our lives and maybe some of the best, am I right? Kindergarten. Coming into kindergarten, kids were either excited or terrified as fuck for their first day. I mean, I would be pretty fucking pissed too if I knew this was the beginning of me being locked up every day for 13 years. But kindergarten was funny as hell because these kids had no clue what was right and wrong, so they'd be saying the most outrageous shit for no reason at all, bro. Hey, buddy with the hat, can you pass me the skin color crayon?
I mean, at this age, kids were just walking NPCs, and I can't even blame them. I mean, they haven't developed consciousness yet, bro.
Like, at this age, recess consisted of catching bugs, playing on the monkey bars, and fucking eating sand. And I've talked about the high school bathrooms and all the wild shit that happens in there, but to be honest, the elementary school bathrooms blow that shit out the water, bro. Cause these kids aren't hitting vape tricks, no. They're hitting toilet trick shots, trying to set some world record for the farthest piss taken from the toilet. And let's just say even Stephen Curry couldn't splash that three-pointer, so essentially, motherfuckers was just pissing on the ground. Like, you need to walk into that bathroom 110% alert, or else the next thing you know, you're getting that R. Kelly treatment, bro. And I remember my kindergarten had those green, yellow, and red cards to show how good you were that day, but there was always that one kid with the permanent red. I'm talking the teacher didn't even bother to change his shit the next day, because everyone knows as soon as he walks into class, he's doing some fuck shit. For me, it was this kid we'll call Dennis, cause he was a menace, bro. He was always loud, always throwing shit, but besides being a menace, he was also a truth speaker, a fact spitter, for better or for worse, cause this little guy had no filter. Okay, Leah, you're up first for our show and tell.
Okay, I brought my favorite painting of mine, this right here, this one's me. And this is my dog, Peanut Butter.
That shit is bad!
Dennis, what did we say about saying the truth out loud? I mean, not the truth. I'm talking about, like,
he was the only dude I knew who could talk over the quiet coyote. I mean, to this day, if I see one of those things, I just can't
Like, I just can't talk over it. I mean, maybe he's gonna eat me. I don't fucking know. But there was one thing that could shut Dennis up, and one thing only. Boy-girl seating arrangements. Dennis always had so much to say until you put him beside Isabel and Leah, and all of a sudden it's like, hey, what are you drawing?
Nothing.
Aw, is that your dog?
Maybe.
Shit, he's just like me for real. Like, to this day, you know?
Oh, shit.
And then we go outside for lunch. And don't get me wrong, eating sand for fun was great and all. But as kids got older, everyone started to play games. Some of which consisted of tag, manhunt, soccer, basketball, grounders, red ass, kickball, jump rope, tetherball, and what is possibly the most goated game of all time. Foursquare. This game was legendary, bro, but this shit used to get heated as fuck. I mean, kids were making truces, making whole clans, and that right there was real beef. Like, if you caught the ops lacking at nap time, it was on sight, bro.
Psst, what?
Oh, no, wait.
You're a poopy
no!
ass.
But man, crushes were everything in elementary school. Like, if you told anyone you had the smallest crush on a girl, word's getting out fast, and the entire class is gonna be organizing a wedding for tomorrow. But some kids just didn't use their words, like this one girl in my elementary school who most definitely had a crush on me. I mean, once again, I was the fastest kid in my elementary school, so... As I was saying, this girl had a crush on me, but she didn't like using her words, so essentially, she just beat my ass. I mean, what better way to tell someone you like them? And she must have really liked me, bro, because you could see it when I came home. Like, oh my god, Chains, what happened?
Oh, well, I think this girl at school likes me.
Oh, yeah, that's great. But why do you have so many bruises?
Well, Mom, I think she really likes me.
No, I think you need to go to the hospital.
Yeah, probably, yeah.
And there was also that one kid who went around teaching people swear words just because he could. And of course, when I learned some shiny new words, I'm gonna use them. I mean, I still fucking do. But I remember just talking with my friends, dropping the F-bomb, feeling cool as hell. And then one time, I see this girl hauling ass over to the teacher and whispering in her ear. And I already knew what was going down because this girl was the biggest snitch known to man. Like, unprovoked. It was like a hobby or some shit to her. And her name was Erin. Like, her real name was Erin, spelled E-R-I-N. Yeah, how's it feel to get snitched on, buddy? But getting in trouble in elementary school was tough, because they would act like you were committing war crimes for the smallest things. Like, when I got snitched on for swearing, I was in grade 4. I was a big boy, you know what I'm saying? But my teacher was pissed, bro. Chains, you can never say that word. It's horrendous.
What does horrendous mean?
It's not good, okay?
Aw, shit, my bad.
Chains!
Aw, sorry, it's just stuck in my fucking brain.
Chains, cut it out right now or you get detention.
Okay, I'm sorry. I'm sorry, motherfucker.
What? And I'm not gonna lie, the most cursed part of elementary school was the talent shows, bro. Because the teachers expect you to be all quiet and serious and shit, but it was literally a real life try not to laugh. Like, how am I supposed to be serious when Jimmy's up there shitting out Minecraft parodies like it's comedy gold? I mean, at my school, it was less of a talent show and more of a come on stage in front of the entire school and do whatever the fuck you want for 10 minutes type of show. And man, that shit was brutal. It was like watching paint dry. But if the paint was 7 years old and standing on a stage in front of the entire school nervous as hell shitting his pants. Cause elementary school had some weird kids, bro. Like those kids who used to put glue on their hands to let it dry so they could peel it off. Or the kid who would just straight up eat the glue. Or the weird kid who would secretly take a bite out of every single foam football. Like, how are you that hungry? The kid who only wore shorts through rain and snow. The kid who was mad at everyone for no reason. The kid who wouldn't stop yapping. The kid who always had to flex how strong their dad is. My dad is so much stronger than yours, he can beat up your dad with his pinky finger. He can bench press 625 pounds.
Wait, what even is that?
You don't know what a bench press is?
No. What the fuck is a dad?
The kid who thought he was Albert Einstein. The snitch named Erin lives at 354 Stickman Way. The fake snitch.
Bro, you won't believe what I just did.
What'd you do?
I just put my juice box in the recycling. Get this. With the straw inside.
I'm telling the teacher. I'm telling, chill.
Teacher.
Jackson.
Yeah. Can I go to the bathroom?
The teacher's pet named Erin. Erin. Postal code 3310. And of course, the fastest kid in the school. You know what I'm saying? That was me. I was him. I was the fastest kid in my.
Now I really don't have many fears, but there are four things that I would say I'm truly scared of, which are sleep paralysis, being flipped over while I'm in a porta potty, this thing, and public speaking. And honestly, I can't even really explain why I'm scared of public speaking. I mean, sleep paralysis, you'll have demons chilling in your room while you can't move. The whole porta potty thing, that's just some traumatic shit. And this thing is fucking terrifying. But there's just something about talking in front of more than 5 people that has me shitting bricks. Like, my brain will start showing me the absolute worst case scenarios possible. hi guys, my name is Chain.
Get off the stage, loser.
No one likes you. hi guys, my name is... So I volunteer at daycares because I really like young kids. I love young kids. I mean, not love, like they're only 4 years old. No, like I'm not attracted to.
Sir, hands behind your back.
That's why I'm scared of public speaking. And even worse than normal public speaking was school speeches. And if you saw my going to school high video, you would know I have a pretty bad record when it comes to speeches.
Sorry. Tyrannosaurus Rex has short arms. Yeah, it changed. Don't worry about it. You can sit down. You can just go tomorrow. It's alright.
In fact, after I failed miserably while trying to present my speech well zooted, some motherfuckers was flaming me for it. So you know me, I had to get my get back. So when speeches came around next year, I put my heart and soul into that shit. And it wasn't just a speech, it was a spoken word, so it all had to rhyme. I mean, I was whipping up some heat, I was writing bar after bar like Kendrick. Shit, I had to have a fire extinguisher on standby while I was writing that shit. And I was never the dude to actually study. Like, I would start learning while I was taking the tests. If Y equals MX plus B, then who invented the Eiffel Tower? Uh-oh, shit, I guess Y equals MX plus B. I mean, even though I did bad on all my tests, maybe I can just get a job drawing stick men or some shit. Anyway, so I never studied, I never did homework. But when it came to this spoken word, I had something to prove. I mean, it felt like motherfuckers was preying on my downfall. So I actually spent my own free time at home practicing and perfecting this spoken word. So by the time I had to present, I was prepared as fuck. I mean, don't get me wrong, I was still shitting bricks. But when I got up there,
Chains, get up here, and don't stutter like last time, alright, buddy?
He's gonna stutter for sure.
Don't get on here rapping, I'm stacking, making it happen. Okay? I've been perfecting this speech while Yajits was lacking. You don't want beef with me, I put you on a tee, I call that shit fashion.
Okay.
I'll put you in a box like some cereal. You'll get crunched, I'm the captain.
Captain Crunch!
Now let me stir it up like some mac and cheese. I want 100% like curry from the 3. I'm talking all A's, no B's. Bitch, I'm blessed like a sneeze blue. A hunt is like the seas. I'm too icy, I might freeze cause I'm him. I'm not talking slash he.
God damn.
Spitting right now. I went bonkers, bro. In fact, I went so bonkers, the teacher volunteered me to go present my speech to the entire school. Now, usually I would be way too scared to public speak in front of that many people. But right now, I'm all hyped up on how bananas my speech went. Plus, I spent all that time perfecting it. I might as well share the heat with the rest of the school. Alright, next up is Chains with a spoken word on don't get on here rapping. Don't get on here stacking. I mean, rapping, stacking, I'm happing. You don't want beef with me because, quite frankly, I will put you on a t-shirt. I mean, you could call that fashion. Thank you guys for having me. I fucking fumbled. I folded under the pressure, bro. With the entire school watching my fear of public speaking absolutely crush me. And that is the reason why I have a fear of public speaking.
I'm not gonna lie, I think everybody wants to be cool. Like, being cool is just like, it's just cool, bro. Like, there's nothing like it. And I know some of y'all are thinking, Chains, with all due respect, bro, how do you know what it's like to be cool? And my answer to that is just look at me, bro. I fucking don't, okay? But I do know someone who is cool. He's a certified cool guy, and his name is Bob. Now, what makes Bob so cool? Is it the sunglasses? Is it the sexy ass face? No. Tell him the answer, Bob. He doesn't talk. The answer is Bob doesn't talk, and a crucial role in being cool is the element of mystery. Now, it's interesting, because if we take a look at Jake over here, Jake doesn't talk either, and, I don't really think Jake's that cool, so that means to be cool, you can't just stop talking. I mean, I remember one time, I thought if I threw in some earbuds and stopped talking to motherfuckers, everyone would see me as some cool, mysterious guy in the shadows. And I'm not even gonna lie, I was walking through the halls feeling like Batman. I could even see the people talking about how cool I was. Come to find out, it was more like, does this kid even talk? Nah, I don't think so. Yo, what's up with this kid? I'm pretty sure he's autistic or something. Cause the truth is, there's a very distinct difference between Bob's silence and Jake's silence. I mean, Jake didn't talk cause he would probably get his ass beat for literally anything that comes out of his mouth. But Bob, on the other hand, doesn't talk cause he doesn't have to talk. Like, watch this. Oh my god, Bob!
I love you, Bob!
Now, just for science reasons, let's just see what happens when I do the same thing, you know? Why not? What's the worst that could happen? Hello? Can I help you? Oh my god, help. There's this creepy
guy.
Damn. At least she didn't.
Get on the ground! Hands behind your back, buddy!
Now, it's important to note that being cool is subjective. Like, for example, some people think I'm cool, you know? Like, in this big-ass world, surely there's someone out there.
No, there isn't. Nobody thinks you're cool.
Okay, well, what I was trying to say is you're gonna find someone cool who I don't find cool, and I'm gonna find someone cool who you don't find cool, and that just leaves us with the question, what is cool? So to answer this question, I need you to think of the coolest dude on the earth, and I'm about to guess, okay? You got it? Yeah, alright. I'm not the fucking Akinator. I'm not about to guess who you're thinking of, but I can guess with 100% accuracy who you're not thinking of, and that's Mark Zuckerberg, okay? How did I know that? Because if you think of Mark Zuckerberg as the coolest guy in the world, you're fucked, alright? Like, there's no helping you. Like, click off the video. It's wraps for you, bro. But how could Mark Zuckerberg possibly help us get cooler? I mean, look at the guy. He's practically oozing uncoolness as we speak. But that's important, because if being cool is subjective, we need something objective to look at. And objectively, Zuckerberg gets no bitches. Like, let's just look at the numbers here. I mean, this guy's the CEO of Meta, but he's also the CEO of being a uncool lizard nerd guy. And if there's one thing I've learned in my studies of coolness, it's the art of minding your own goddamn business, okay? Like, let's compare George to Bob, who, let's just say, both aced the math test. Hey, Chains, what'd you get on the test?
Fuck, I got like a 65%.
Oh, that's really good for you. That's good for you. Yeah, I actually got 100% plus the bonus question.
Oh, wow. Nice, bro.
Billy, what'd you get on the math test?
Math test? The dog. I could have swore that shit was chemistry.
Nope. It was math. And, I got 103%. Bob, what'd you get?
Oh,
110. There was only one bonus question. That's impossible.
Oh, kissy face. Bob, did you pipe the teacher?
And that's probably why Zuck over here is so uncool. He's minding a million people's businesses, probably looking through their cameras and shit like, yeah, fuck you, Mark. And the most important trait for being cool is having confidence. You just can't be cool while shivering your timbers, bro. And I know some of you are thinking, oh, well, I guess it's over for me then. And no, it's not over for you, bro, because confidence is the most fake it till you make it shit ever. Like, you're not gonna say the perfect thing every time. Lord knows I don't. I'm pretty sure I say the wrong thing every time, but if you say that shit with your chest, people let it slide, bro.
And I said, no, I wouldn't suck your dick for $20.
Oh, well, that makes one of us.
Oh, Well, that makes one of us.
Oh, this guy.
Now, that's the type of confidence that's going to take you from a level 1 crook to a level 100 mafia boss. And with that power comes responsibility. Some dudes will become a level 100 mafia boss and start picking on other people because it makes them feel powerful. But a cool guy doesn't yearn for power. He yearns for... fuck. What do you yearn for, bruh? Damn, he's so cool. Now, being cool comes along with being calm and collected. Like, if someone walked up to you trying to fight and you started running away screaming for your life, I don't think anyone's looking at you like,
damn, that's one cool-ass motherfucker,
bro. Yeah, bro, the way he hit that high note was cool as hell.
Shit, maybe I could be like him someday.
Now, I'm not saying you gotta go all Jackie Chan on the guy, but you do gotta stay calm and think logically. Like, let's see how cool you are. What would you do in this situation? A, strike first, strike hard, no mercy. B, just walk away. C, give him a little kiss on the forehead. Or D, do the stanky leg. And the correct answer is... any of the above, bro, because it's not about what you do, it's about how cool you do it. Except maybe the stanky leg one. I don't think anybody can look cool doing the stanky leg. But doing any of the other options, you could look cool as hell. Like, A, strike first, strike hard. Boom! One punch knockout. That's cold. But if you throw first, miss, eat shit, not cool. B, walking away. You're cool as hell. Unfazed. Unless you get jumped from behind and get your ass beat. Not cool. Cool. C, give him a little kiss on the forehead. Assert your dominance. You pretty much just made him your son. But if you miss, well, now you're just kissing a dude, so... yeah. Now, even though being cool is all about how you do things, there's a few things that nobody can look cool doing, like riding a scooter, chasing a bus, taking pictures with an iPad, chasing paper in the wind, using VR, washing a cucumber, waving... you look nerdy as fuck. Eating a cupcake. Tripping. Getting out of a restaurant booth. Pickleball. And literally anything to do with Starbucks. Hi, can I get a caramel ribbon crunch frappuccino with 2 extra pumps of vanilla and the
soy? You're not cool, bro.
What? Now let's take it back to the element of mystery for a second, cause this is the step that will either have people seeing you as a cool ass dude, or they'll just assume you're shy, or possibly on the spectrum, bro. Listen, you gotta talk, bro, or else people have nothing to go off of and they'll start filling in the blanks themselves. Whoa, wait, so I gotta talk to be cool? Yo, Chains, what do I say? Whatever the fuck you want, bro.
No, wait, really?
Yeah, bro, the truth is, the key to being cool is being yourself. And I know that shit sounds corny, and it is, but do you think the coolest dudes on earth give a single fuck about what you think? Hell nah! They're way too busy being cool, bro. You gotta be like a peach, man. Some people hate peaches, some people love peaches, but at the end of the day, the peach is gonna be a peach. So here, take these sunglasses, and if you haven't heard it today, you're a cool ass dude, bro.
Everyone has encountered countless NPCs during their lives. Like, you know, the people that just spawned in. They didn't have any character development or anything. And to be honest, when you leave their vicinity, they probably just despawn. If you still have no clue what an NPC is, it's a non-playable character. They're like the type of people you could sock in the face and they'd say some NPC-ass line like, hey! And I know at least some NPCs have to exist. Cause let's be real, there is no way all 7 billion people on this planet have whole lives from start to finish. That just doesn't add up. And I don't know if any of you guys have ever noticed this, but NPCs all have a spot they go to just do NPC things, bro. For example, if you go to Walmart, that's their natural habitat. You're bound to see at least 15 NPCs at Walmart. And usually the NPCs are trying to avoid eye contact. But if you've ever tried interacting with them, you'll know they always have the most predictable and neutral responses possible. Like, whoever programmed them should have spiced it up a little bit, you know what I'm saying? They could have made them tell jokes or something, I don't know. But anyways, I used to work at a summer camp where you teach little kids to ride bikes. And through this experience, I realized that pretty much all young kids are NPCs. And I guess it's just because they haven't been alive long enough to actually go through the character development. But working at this summer camp made me realize there's no way these kids have a thought process. Hey buddy, what's wrong?
I dropped my rock.
Here you go. But I guess little kids still aren't even at the stage of having full consciousness. And honestly, they kind of have that caveman mindset.
Eat something.
But I mean, you can't really blame them, because they've only been alive for a few years. But still, as a non-NPC, I'd like to believe I was never participating in these NPC activities as a kid. I refuse to believe I was out here spending my time doing this. But yeah, man, I really just want to know if there's any NPCs watching this right now. If there is, just
fess up, bro.
Because I don't even know if NPCs be on YouTube, or if they just, like, despawn before they can do that. But regardless if you're an NPC or not, thank you for watching this video.
Subscribe.
Man, way back when, there was a time when you couldn't catch anyone under the age of 30 chiefing a vape. Until one day at Vaporizer Laboratories, they were cooking up and made a flavor that would change the game forever. Cotton candy. Now this revolutionary flavor forced these grown-ass 30-year-old men to take a good look in the mirror and ask themselves,
damn. What do I look like as a grown-ass man sucking on this goddamn cotton candy stick?
So they do what any responsible adult would do. They give it to their children. I mean, shit, kids love cotton candy. All of a sudden, business is booming for Vaporizer Laboratories, so they start cooking up even harder. Boom, Sour Patch Kids juice. Boom, applesauce juice. And boom, baby food juice. These babies will be sucking that shit like a soother. Kids' first words will be looking like, yeah.